This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying
This is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewy knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer.
Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20.
Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Fort Laramie High School. I'm Bryant Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for game number 3 of Fort Laramie's inaugural MLK Classic. 4 games on Sunday. Coach Corey Britton has been working hard on getting this together the last couple of years. It was originally going to have its inaugural run last year. Ended up being a victim of the pandemic and those spectator restrictions, but it is here this year, ready and raring to go. Coach Britton's philosophy is to pit 4 area squads against 4 out-of-area squads. And so far, the area squads are undefeated today. Minster and Convoy Crestview were the first game. The Wildcats won. And in the last game, Marion Local defeated Grandview Heights. We are here on scores for the last 2 games tonight, the first of which is Springfield Catholic Central coming up and taking on the Anna Rockets. And we are about 17, 18 minutes or so away from tip-off of that one. And happy to be back here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. After having 2 exciting games within the last 24 hours, we had New Bremen beating Rushi in an overtime thriller last night in Rushi. And earlier today, we carried Botkins beating Tri-Village 51-50 in double overtime down at Flying to the Hoop at Kettering Fairmont's Trent Arena. Chuck, do you think we have another overtime contest in store today?
It's got to be a triple overtime. I have not seen Springfield Catholic Central play, but I know that their credentials are outstanding. They've got the let me find him here. Pat Dono, where is he? Galooch. It's not E. Is it Ian? Ian is the, because there's 2 Galooches.
Tyler is this. Well, both of them are decent. Tyler is the leading the scorer,
right.
And Ian, a brother, is averaging 11.8 points and 4.8 rebounds.
Not
Tyler
bad.
Averaging 7.5 points and 6.6 rebounds. Yeah, nice combo there to build around.
Not bad, but I don't know who they play. I don't know, you know, what kind of
competition they go up against. Anna will be a test for them because Anna, Division III, they don't, you know, not exactly setting the world on fire, but boy, they got some talent, and they've got McCain Finkenbein, who can score when he gets off the bus.
Yes, absolutely. You are right on that. Of course, these matchups have been set for a while by Coach Britton. He was eyeing good teams last year and, of course, had a tremendous run, lost to Taft in a nail-biter in the regional semifinals. They've struggled a bit more this year after being hit hard by graduation. The Rockets enter this game 5-8 overall, 3-4 in the SCAL. Catholic Central, meanwhile, lost to Cedarville in a district semifinal last year. Of course, the Indians went on to face Botkins in a regional final and lost a close one to the Trojans on the Trojans' way to winning the D4 state title. And this year, Catholic Central has become the cream of the crop in the Ohio Heritage Conference. Cedarville is in the OHC with them. And the Irish enter today's game 13-0 overall. They are 10-0 in OHC play. They've played the Indians once in OHC play this year, beat them by 15 points way back in early December. The Irish ranked number 5 in Division 4 as of last week's State AP poll. They were tied with Tri-Village, who we saw earlier today. And what is showing, Chuck, compared to Tri-Village, as you look down this score, Tri-Village had already had a couple of big non-conference games, including Division 1 Mason earlier in the year. Catholic Central right now has not faced that many other strong non-conference opponents. They played Kenton Ridge, Division II Central Buckeye Conference team, which is struggling. They beat them by 12 points. And last Saturday, they played Springfield High School, the Wildcats, the defending football D1 state runner-ups. But the Wildcats have struggled on the basketball court the last couple of years. And that was a 52-40 victory for Catholic Central in a game that was called in the third quarter after a scuffle led to some fans running onto the court and a little bit of a brawl breaking out there at Springfield High.
To me, that's high school basketball at its finest. No, I mean, my goodness. I wasn't there, so I can't really say, but it probably should have been not just the score, but it should have been a forfeit to whichever team, or maybe both teams. Just say, you go home, you get on the bus, and let's get, and maybe go next time you go out play basketball.
Well, I am from Springfield, so I've seen quite a few Springfield High games over the years, and that is not the first time that's happened.
No.
They had a huge brawl at a game against Kettering Fairmont in 2008 football game, and then basketball-wise had a brawl in a game against Wayne. That's a big rivalry between those two schools in the GWOC. I think that was in 2015 that was, so not the first time that has happened. I believe it was more a Springfield player and fan-led incident there, but Catholic Central did lose some players for a couple of games, but they beat Triad, who is struggling 72-42 on Tuesday, and then West Liberty Salem 53-44 on Friday. Both of those were OHC games, and they have everybody back now. They should be ready and raring to go for the Rockets tonight.
I'm looking forward to seeing them. I think, it's exciting to see somebody you haven't seen, especially one that's very talented. I'm looking forward to see the Galooch brothers and just see what kind of coaching and what kind of offense, defense, what they like to do.
It's been a good day here on scoresbroadcast.com. If you like to look ahead to potential district and or regional tournament matchups, Botkins is going to be, I think it's safe to say right now, they are the favorite to be the number one seed in the Piqua Division 4 sectional. Springfield Catholic Central plays in the Troy Division 4 sectional. Tri-Village is also in that. Those two squads right there will be fighting for the number one seed in that. Don't know right now. Catholic Central's got undefeated. Tri-Village has a little bit tougher of a schedule, but now they have 3 losses after losing to Botkins today. We'll see what happens. Tri-Village could be in the thick of it if the Irish lose a couple of games here coming up as the rest of the regular season comes forward, but it's going to be really tight. Besides that Troy sectional being pretty tough, that Piqua sectional, it's always really, really strong.
Yep.
It's going to be a really tough battle this year with Botkins, with Fort Laramie, with Jackson Center, with Rushi. All of those teams have put on big displays this year and have had really good nights. They've had some not good nights, but more often than not, they have really good nights. And, oh, Troy Christian's going to be in that as well. They were undefeated the last I saw out of the new Three Rivers Conference.
Right.
Rolling over squads, so.
Yeah, it's Pickwood, for one thing, that is going to be nice. Last year was a little boring doing the games. To have the crowds back, to have that place
yes.
packed. There's nothing better than that gym being full of Shelby County basketball fans going crazy.
And as you look further down the road, potential matchups, this Catholic Central team could be a team that somebody in Pickwood is going to face in a district or in a regional. And the same went for Tri-Village earlier today. In fact, as we commented on that one, Plotkins and Tri-Village were both regional teams last year. The Patriots got knocked out in the semifinal round to Cedarville. Those two squads could very well meet again in a district or a regional. So it will be fun, and it's a good chance to take a look at another team here in the Irish who Division IV Shelby County Schools could be facing again down the road. Of course, Anna in Division III won't have to worry about this. This will be their only chance against the Irish, and they are looking to have a good performance today. You are listening to High School Basketball on scoresbroadcast.com at 105.5 TAM FM WMVR. We thank tonight's anchor underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast: American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors the last several months on Scores Broadcast include the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And the cell phone shop in Harshman Plaza on Harshman Road, which is south of Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-536-0878. Mention scoresbroadcast.com and get 15% off. And additional underwriting sponsors include Brookins in Fort Laramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Reese Myring & Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Regal Trophy and Awards on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. We will keep you moving forward. And these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schultze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schultze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 537 East Main in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are building components too. First, for Springfield Catholic Central, the Irish have a three-headed scoring attack in Tyler Galooch, Ashton Young, and Ian Galooch. They will need all of those players to score today to have some balance. And Tyler Galooch inside should be key as well against an Anna team that has struggled at times to defend in the post. So if the 6'4" Tyler Galooch is able to get going in there and open up some teammates on the perimeter as he drives inside, the Irish should have a recipe for getting some scoring success. And for the Anna Rockets, McCain Finkenbein is the key building component. He averages 26.5 points per game. They will need a big game from him. Of course, they need another player or two to step up as well. And if Finkenbein can start making baskets early and draw more defensive attention to leave teammates open, like Zach Ambos, who is a big three-point shooter, that will help Anna score that much more. Those are your building components for Catholic Central and Anna. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We will have a one-minute radio station break coming up in a second. A one-minute radio station break coming up. Anna, 5-8, 3-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League, taking on Catholic Central, 13-0 overall, 10-0 in the Ohio Heritage Conference, and the third game here today in Fort Laramie's inaugural MLK Classic. We are here for this one, and we'll be bringing you Fort Laramie and Tiffin Columbian, the game that will happen immediately after this. We'll be back right after this one-minute radio station break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I'm Bryant Pilling alongside Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're coming up quickly on the start of Anna and Springfield Catholic Central. We mentioned some stats earlier, but taking a look at more of them for the Catholic Central Fighting Irish. Again, the big man, Tyler Galooch, averages 17.5 points, 6.6 rebounds per game. Ashton Young, a guard, averages 12.7 points, 4.7 rebounds per game. Ian Galooch averages 11.8 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Patrick Cavanaugh chips in with an average of 3.8 points per game, and Cole Ray averages 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. For the Anna Rockets, again, McCain Finkenbein, the big scorer, 26.5 points per game. Zach Ambos averages 9 points per game. Hayden Hillscamp has come on big, and he's averaging 6.5 a game for the Anna Rockets. Anna, 5-8. Catholic Central, 13-0. We're going to pause here for a brief break and hear from the new sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com, the cell phone shop in North Dayton.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill and Tangeman FH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
And welcome back here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. I am Bryant Billing in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. We're getting ready for a big matchup in Fort Laramie's MLK Classic between Springfield Catholic Central and Anna. The Irish are in all black. They are the visiting team today. Anna wearing all white. They will be the home team. Starting lineups are being introduced right now, and we have them here for you as well. First for Catholic Central, a 6-foot senior guard, Ashton Young, a 6-foot-1 senior forward, Patrick Cavanaugh, a 6-foot-1 senior guard, Ian Galuch, a 6-foot-3 junior forward, Cole Ray, and a 6-foot-4 junior forward, Tyler Galuch. Now for the Anna Rockets, a 5-foot-11 senior guard, Zach Ambos, a 6-foot-0 senior guard, Bryce Cobb, a 5-foot-11 junior guard, Drew Dosek, a 6-foot-1 senior guard, McCain Finkenbein, and a 6-foot-1 junior forward, Hayden Huleskamp. The team's taking the court, and we are about ready to get underway here at Fort Laramie.
Sorry, I was getting a little nap in, but I think I'm ready to go now.
The teams are out on the court now. It is Ian Galuch for Catholic Central and Hayden Huleskamp for Anna that will be going for the jump ball. Here it is, and the Irish get it first, and we are underway. Game number 3 of Fort Laramie's inaugural MLK Classic here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. The Irish going to work. It is Tyler Galuch with it, right wing. He throws a pass over to Ashton Young. Ashton Young dribbles right side, throws back outside to Ian Galuch. He drives inside, throws up a shot, and gets it to fall. That gives Catholic Central a 2-0 lead, 7:30 and counting left in the first quarter.
Way too easy. He just got to the rim with nobody came over and contested him at all.
So Anna will try to get a quick response here. Finkenbein has it top the key. He throws it over to Cobb. Cobb, right side. Looking, throws it back to Finkenbein, left wing. Finkenbein goes over in the left quarter to Ambos. Zach Ambos throws it back out top of the key to Dosik. Dosik throws it over to Cobb. Cobb, right wing. Throws it back over left wing. Dosik. Dosik with it. Looking. Picks up a dribble. Throws it back to Ambos. Ambos goes back over to Cobb. He's holding it. There's Finkenbein, left wing. He fires up a three and gets it nothing but net.
Wow.
Chuck. Anna was looking inside, couldn't find anything. Finkenbein finally just fires one up, and he gets it from way outside the left side.
Yeah, it was deep, and he had a hand in his face, and he's just a shooter.
That gives Anna a 3-2 lead, 6:35 and counting. Now left in the first quarter. The Irish going back to work on their end. Here's Cole Ray. He throws it over to Tyler Galuch, and Tyler Galuch dribbles inside and scores. 4-3 lead for the Irish now.
Well, that's very, very poor defense first two times down the floor for the Rockets.
Yes, it is. Those were easy baskets Catholic Central was able to get. And Anna now back on the offensive end, looking to get something going. With it on the left wing is Ambos. Ambos throws it back out, top of the key to Finkenbein. Finkenbein dribbling, throws it over to Dosik. Dosik, right wing, throws it into the corner to Huleskamp. Huleskamp goes back. They nearly lost it, but there with a save near half court is Cobb. He throws it back to Finkenbein, left wing. Finkenbein goes inside, shoots, rolls off the rim. Catholic Central finally comes down with a rebound there. And the Irish go back to work on their side. It is Cole Ray. He drives inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's good. Nothing but net. Catholic Central goes on top 6-3, 5:33 and counting left in the first. Finkenbein takes it across half court. He throws it over to Cobb. Cobb on the right side throws it back out to Dosik. Dosik goes to Finkenbein, left side. He goes back to Ambos, top of the key. Ambos misses a three-point shot, short, goes out of bounds, and will be Catholic Central ball.
Yeah, he's usually a great shooter. Got his feet set that time, just did not get his arm up, elbow in. Shot it short.
Well, Catholic Central takes it out, races up the court. It's Trey Young with it off the bench. Young goes inside, puts up a shot. It doesn't fall. The squads are fighting for the rebound. Anna comes away with it. Anna races down the court. Ball comes loose. Last off of an Irish player. And Anna will take it in from under its own basket. 4:57 left in the first quarter. Catholic Central on top of Anna, 6-3. Ambos will be throwing it in. He throws it into Huleskamp. Huleskamp goes over to Cobb. Cobb to Finkenbein, left wing. He throws it inside to Huleskamp. It comes loose. Goes out of bounds. Last off of a Catholic Central player. And we'll take it in from in front of the Catholic Central bench. We are here at midcourt behind the scorer's table in the stands in Fort Laramie. Anna, all white, going from right to left on your radio, computer, or phone. The Irish in all black, they're going from left to right in this first half. Anna drives inside, and there it is knocked away as Ambos was trying to pass. With it is Ashton Young. He drives the length of the court, puts up a shot, no good, but he was fouled as he shot. He'll go to the line for two shots, and picking up the foul there is Drew Dosik from Anna.
They tried to take the charge that time, but he was way too far into the basket.
So here comes Ashton Young at the free throw line. This season, he's hitting at 71.1% of his free throws. First one is up. It's short off the front of the rim. Second one coming up.
71 even now.
Yes. Young dribbling at the free throw line. Second shot is up. Through, nothing but net. 7-3 lead for Catholic Central over Anna. 4:37 left in the first quarter. Finkenbein takes it across half court for the Rockets. Drives inside, throws a pass over right wing to Dosik. Dosik goes inside, ball's knocked loose. Catholic Central comes up with it. It's Patrick Cavanaugh, races down the floor, throws a pass to Tyler Galuch. He backs off along the right wing. Catholic Central setting its offense up now. Patrick Cavanaugh gets a pass from Galuch. He throws it to Ian Galuch. Galuch throws it to Ashton Young. Ashton Young goes to Patrick Cavanaugh. The Irish work the ball to the left wing. They find a wide open Ian Galuch, and he hits a three, nothing but net with 3:58 left in the first quarter. Anna takes a timeout. Catholic Central on top, 10-3. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
You are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're listening to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Well, the Rockets' possession coming in after that timeout didn't go well. Ends in a turnover underneath its own basket. Catholic Central races back down the court, and they're getting a shot off the glass. Is Tyler Galuch. So that pushes the lead to 12-3. Now 3:30 and counting left in the first quarter. Anna walking it back down to its end, and they'll try to get something going here. Ambos just inside the right arc. Throws it to Huleskamp. Huleskamp to Cobb. Cobb to Finkenbein. Right side, Finkenbein. Dribbles back out. Moves in. Throws it over to Huleskamp. Huleskamp to Ambos. Left side. Ambos goes back out to the top of the key, throws it to Cobb. Cobb goes over to Finkenbein. Finkenbein drives inside from the right side, gets a shot to fall off the glass to cut the gap to 12-5.
What a nice job of going to his left hand in traffic that time.
Finkenbein has all five of Anna's points. The Irish are on top, 12-5, 2:48 and counting left in the first.
He's going to get Grant Albers checking in. That's going to give him a little bit of size. Last game that I saw him play, he had his best game that I've seen him play for the Rockets.
Catholic Central dribbling out near half court.
They don't want to attack the zone.
Yep. Anna in a 2-3 zone now, and Catholic Central looks like they're just going to run it. There we have a ball hitting off of Ambos. Rockets were starting to come up there. 2:20 left in the first quarter. Ball stops after it goes off of Ambos' leg. Bounced all the way down underneath.
Saved by Sonny Folk.
Yes. Underneath of the Anna basket. Catholic Central going to work again. Young with it. Throws it over to Ian Galuch. They exchange again. Young goes in the left corner. Finds Cole Ray. Ray goes back out to Young. Another bounce pass here. Now with it is Tyler Galuch. He throws it back to Young. Young goes inside, pulls up for a mid-range jumper. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. Zach Ambos comes away with it. Anna moving quickly up the floor. He throws it to Finkenbein. Finkenbein right side goes back to Ambos. Ambos goes over in the left corner and finds Cobb. Cobb goes into the free throw line, pulls up, then throws a pass out to Ambos right side. Ambos goes back over to Cobb. Cobb to Finkenbein, left side. Finkenbein drives inside, shoots off the glass, and scores. That cuts Catholic Central's lead to 12-7 with 1:30 left in the first quarter.
Well, he is so hard to guard. If you step out on him, he can put it on the floor and get to the rim. If you don't, he shoots the three.
Tyler Galuch has it. Free throw line, pulls up for a shot off the front of the rim for Catholic Central. No good. Anna with it, and a chance to really get back in this game now. Ambos has it. Right side goes back to Finkenbein. 1:10 and counting left in the first quarter. Finkenbein dribbling right side, goes inside, puts up a shot off the front of the rim. No good, but he was able to draw a foul while shooting. He'll go to the free throw line. That was Tyler Galuch for the Irish, picking up his first foul of the game. Just one foul for both of these squads with a minute 3 left in the first quarter. Finkenbein's first free throw is through the net. Nothing but good.
12-8, Catholic Central leads Finkenbein.
Yes, all 8 points. Finkenbein averaging 26.5 per game, shooting 84% from the free throw line, and we see why. He makes the second one there. Two beautiful free throws. That cuts the gap down to 3 points after a big run by Catholic Central to start this contest. 10-2, if I'm not mistaken. Is that what it was, Chuck?
Yes.
Catholic Central with it, 46 seconds and counting now. Ashton Young near half court. He goes down on the floor and is called for a travel.
Yep, that's every time. Can't fall down. The fans behind don't like it, but that's the rule. You can't fall down with the basketball.
Absolutely. Nice run here by none other than McCain Finkenbein, because he has all 9 of Anna's points. And Anna will try to find some more points here. Cobb with it left wing, 30 seconds and counting. He throws it back to Finkenbein. Finkenbein rolls around right side, throws a pass inside to Albers, who Chuck mentioned a moment ago was getting ready to come in and has come in now. Goes out of bounds off of a Catholic Central player. It will be Anna basketball.
Good defense.
Ambos throwing it in from underneath the Rockets basket. It goes back to Finkenbein out in the center of the court. Finkenbein backs off to near half court. 17 seconds and counting now left in the first quarter. Finkenbein exchanges with Ambos and now backs out near half court. Throws a bounce pass to Finkenbein on the left wing with 7 seconds and counting. Finkenbein pulls up for a three off the rim. No good. Coming away with the rebound is Cobb. He launches up another shot. No good. Catholic Central gets the rebound, but the buzzer sounds to end the first quarter. Catholic Central ahead of Anna 12-9 here in the third game today in Fort Laramie's MLK Classic. We'll be back after this. This is Score. ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McPhee. The end of the first quarter, Springfield Catholic Central leads Anna 12-9. Chuck, we were talking earlier today in our Bakken's Tri-Village contest that I saw a lot of the tough Catholic Central teams in the mid-90s. I had missed, forgotten a player's name. I had a problem with that. I forgot Josh Sagister's name during that game once, too. That was Jason Collier, the big star in the mid-90s. I got reminded of that, though, by Gary Lee Russell on Twitter. Tweeted at me during that 6 hours ago when that happened, but I just saw it during the break, and that reminded me. And, yes, Collier was a great player who tragically died too young he was playing in the NBA for Atlanta.
Didn't he go to Georgia Tech?
I believe he did, yes.
He was a good basketball player.
I think he first started at Indiana and played a bit for another name who's running out of my mind, Bobby Knight.
Yeah, remember him?
Yes, yep.
Quiet guy.
Anna misses a shot on their first possession of the game, and right there, coming back quick for Catholic Central, is Tyler Galuch. He gets a shot to fall. That's the first basket of the second quarter, and the Irish now up 14-9. It went cold from the field there a little bit. We'll see if that gets them going.
They just found him in the middle of that zone, and he had about a four-footer with nobody in front of him.
Finkenbein with it now left wing for Anna. 7 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. Throws it to Cobb. He pulls up for a jumper along the baseline and gets it to fall. And that is the first basket of the game that has not been by Finkenbein. The first points not by Finkenbein. He had Anna's first 9 today. And that basket by Cobb cuts Catholic Central's lead back to 3, 14-11. Irish passing it around along the arc. Young goes over right wing to Ian Galuch. He gets a 3 from there. That pushes Catholic Central's lead to 17-11 over Anna. Finkenbein takes it across half court. 6:20 and counting now. Ambos with it on the right side. He throws it to Grant Albers, top of the key. Albers over to Finkenbein, left wing. Finkenbein goes back to Cobb, right wing 3, off the rim, no good. They're coming for the rebound is 6'0" Ashton Young, he really got up there and grabbed the ball.
Yeah, he did.
And the Irish are back to work on their end now. Tyler Galuch goes out right wing. Ian Galuch off the rim, no good. There for the rebound is Cole Ray. And he is called for a charge as he was going back up for a putback attempt.
Yeah, that's a good call. They didn't like it on the Springfield bench, but nobody ever likes it when a player's called for a foul.
That's just the Irish's second foul of the game. Anna only has one. A little different for Chuck and I after 45 fouls, we were told last night total in the New Bremen Rushi game.
And then they played the second half. And
not that many in the Tri-Village Bodkins game earlier today, but there were a lot more than this, that's for sure. Anna now working on its end. Drew Dosek with it left side, and the Rockets move it over to Finkenbein on the right wing. He throws a pass inside to Huleskamp. Huleskamp goes back out to Ambos. Ambos throws a pass. It's tipped. Goes out of bounds across the court. It will stay with Anna. A lot of green here today.
Yep.
Anna's colors, green and white. Catholic Central's colors are green and gold, but the Irish are wearing black uniforms with green letters.
I see Anna brought their invisible cheerleaders tonight, too.
Yes. There's a three. Left wing by Finkenbein. No good. The Irish get the rebound, and they're working it up the court. Tyler Galuch has it. He throws it back out to Ian Galuch, who throws it inside to Young. Young goes back out and throws a pass to Cole Ray. Left corner three, no good. Anna grabs the rebound and races back up the court. Finkenbein has it, goes inside, fires a pass. Ambo, left corner. Three by Ambos, excuse me. He gets it from the left corner. Nothing but net. Makes it a three-point game again. Catholic Central on top, 17-14. 4:40 and counting left in the second quarter. Ashton Young with it now on the right wing for Catholic Central. Throws a pass left side to Patrick Cavanaugh. The Irish work it into Tyler Galucci. He has a shot rim out. Grant Alberts wrestles away the rebound for Anna. Throws it to Finkenbein. Finkenbein fires a pass to Drew Dosek, who puts up a shot. It's no good. Catholic Central rebound. They throw a pass up court. Intercepted by Drew Dosek of Anna. And Anna will go back to work. Finkenbein has it. Launches a long three. No good. There for the rebound for Catholic Central is Ian Galuch. He takes it up the court for the Irish. Throws it to Young. Young goes over to Ian Galuch. The Irish work it around the left wing to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh back to Young. Three-pointer. Nothing but net. 20-14 lead for Catholic Central over Anna. 3:34 and counting left in the second quarter. Quick moving game here, Chuck.
Yeah, I think Finkenbein needs to keep shooting that ball for them to have a chance. He needs to make them, but he needs to keep taking that shot.
Maybe a little closer than that attempt was, though. That was a little far out. He was doing his Jameson Meyer imitation here, that's for sure. Of course, both of them are two of the top shooters in the Shelby County League. There's no doubt. Finkenbein and Meyer. Yep. Ambos with it on the right wing now for Anna. Throws a pass back out to Huleskamp. Three from the top of the key. Nothing but net. Nice-looking shot by Hayden Huleskamp. That cuts the gap to 20-17. With 3 minutes left in the second quarter, the Irish still on top. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Catholic Central on top of Anna 20-17 here in the third game of the day in Fort Laramie's inaugural MLK Classic. Catholic Central coming out of that timeout, going back to work, trying to find something on offense. They've been pretty quiet here over the last 8 minutes or so. Young, left wing, goes back out to the top of the key. There's Tyler DeLuch with it. Throws it over to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh goes back to Young. They exchange again. Cavanaugh goes back to Young yet again. Young throws a pass in the left corner to Cole Ray. It's knocked loose. Coming away with it is Patrick Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh with it. Throws it back. And gets the ball back again from Young. Young goes back with it. Young, right wing. Being guarded by Cobb. Steps up, fires a pass. Left wing to Patrick Cavanaugh. He goes inside, puts up a floater. No good. There's Tyler DeLuch with the rebound. He fights back up, puts up a shot. No good. And there with the rebound is Chase Murray. He's in off the bench for the Rockets. Finkenbein gets a pass from Murray. Races up the court, puts up a shot. No good, but he is fouled as he's shooting, and he'll go to the free throw line. Picking up that foul was Tyler DeLuch. That is his
fifth. The first.
Had to do a double check. That's his points on the board where I saw that five. And yeah, that's just his first. McCain Finkenbein hits the first free throw. Second one coming up.
But he has 6 points, so go down there and then tell them that they got it wrong on the scoreboard.
Finkenbein, second free throw off the front of the rim. No good. Catholic Central rebound. But that is a 20-18 lead by Catholic Central. They initially gave the free throw to the wrong squad on the scoreboard, but it's straightened out. 20-18 score right now. Catholic Central works it back to their end quick. Tyler DeLuch puts up a shot. Rimmed in and out, nearly fell in, but he was fouled as he shot, so we'll get the opportunity for two free throws here. Galooch taking his time at the free throw line. First shot up, it's good. Nothing but net. Tyler Galooch is averaging 17.5 points per game, and he's shooting at 72% from the free throw line. Here comes Tyler Galooch's second attempt. The shot is up. Hits off the rim, no good. Finkenbein runs out and gets a long rebound. 3-point game after he splits those free throws. 21-18, 140 and counting left in the second quarter. Finkenbein takes it across half court, throws it over to Cobb. Cobb, right wing, goes back to Chase Murray, who throws it over to Finkenbein. Then Finkenbein goes inside to Murray, and he gets a shot to fall. Beautiful shot, beautiful pass, cuts the gap to 21-20, a minute 20 in counting. Catholic Central still on top, but Anna, after a poor start, on fire and back in this one. The Irish working it around on their end. Ian Galooch throws it over on the right wing to Patrick Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh goes back to Ian Galooch.
His zone has really slowed Frinkville Catholic down.
It has. Tyler Galooch with it now, goes back to Ian Galooch. They throw it to Young, left wing. Young back to Tyler Galooch. He puts up a shot off the front of the rim. No good. There with the rebound and putback attempt is Cavanaugh. No good. Scrum for the rebound. Coming away with it is Cole Ray, but we have a whistle blown. Ray went back up for a shot, but this foul occurred before then. Foul goes against Ambos of Anna. Catholic Central will take it in from under its own basket with 46.3 seconds left in the second quarter, clinging to a 1-point lead.
The senior-laden basketball team, Springfield Catholic. And this, two juniors, the rest seniors.
This is their year. That's what I've heard. This group's been playing together for a long while. Catholic Central working back on its end with it, turning and shooting is Ray. No good, but there with a rebound and put back is Tyler Galooch. And that pushes Catholic Central's lead to 23-20. 23 seconds and counting as McCain Finkenbein walks the ball up the court. And a longtime coach, Nate Barhorst, calls for one shot here. 12 seconds and counting. Finkenbein, our side of the court, left side, near half court. 7 seconds. Finkenbein steps up, dribbling, drives inside. We have a whistle as he was driving. Looks like a foul that occurred away from Finkenbein. Anna will take it in from under its own basket now with 2.1 seconds left.
That was on Tyler Galuch, and that's his second.
Finkenbein throws a bounce pass into Hulskamp, who gives it back to Finkenbein. He puts up a three at the buzzer, but it is no good. Catholic Central leads 23-20 here at the end of the first half. We will have a two-minute radio station break coming up. But a fantastic first half for these two squads. Anna showing its potential here. Again, they entered this contest 5-8. They have lost their last four games, but those are tough squads they've lost to. Jackson Center, St. Henry, Marion Local in overtime, and Bakken's. And they are showing that they have played tremendous competition here, and they are going toe-to-toe with the undefeated Springfield Catholic Central Irish. Again, 23-20 at halftime. We're going to pause for a two-minute radio station break, and we'll be back soon. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
And we thank you very much to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. The sponsors are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. A 23-20 lead for Catholic Central over Anna here at halftime. And halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection with our halftime stats is Chuck McBee.
Well, I love him. Oh, that's me. rebounding, 13-8 advantage to Catholic Central, 5-1 on the offensive boards. That's where the difference is right now. Anna allowing them to get too many second chance points. 2-4 from the free throw line for the Catholic Central. Anna 3-for-4. Two turnovers for Catholic Central. 3 for the Rockets. Individual scoring. Tyler Galuch has 9. Brother Ian has 8. They got 4 from Ashton Young and 2 for Cole Ray. They scored 12 and 11, 23 for the first half. Anna led by McCain Finkenbein with 10. Then they got 3 from Ambos, 3 from Hulskamp, 2 from Chase Murray, and 2 from Bryce Cobb. They scored 9 and 11, and they trail at 23-20 at the half.
a pretty cleanly played game so far, Chuck. Anna looked pretty ugly on its first couple of defensive and offensive possessions, but they've cleaned it up. As you mentioned, went to a zone that helped slow Catholic Central down, and they are shooting at a much better clip in the last 12 minutes or so than they did in those first four of the first half.
Well, they scored 9 and 11, so, I mean, that's not horrible. 20 at the half, that's kind of standard for them. They did a nice job defensively, I think, for the most part. This is a really talented team they're playing.
And halftime again has been presented by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.oh.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And as Jack likes to say, this organization couldn't have started in 2006-2007 without Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Locale Equipment, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. And you are listening to a simulcast of this online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio.
Springfield Catholic not coming back, so here they come.
Yeah, they were a little behind here as we are within a minute of starting the second half here, third game of the day for Fort Laramie in the MLK Classic. Earlier today, Minster was victorious over Convoy Crestview by a score of 48-43. And right before this game, Marion Local knocked off Grandview Heights in a low-scoring affair. Good one here so far between Catholic Central and Anna. And a reminder, coming up right after this one, the host Fort Laramie Redskins will play in the nightcap. They are taking on Tiffin Columbian. And we are anticipating having Jack Kramer back on the call for that one. Both teams getting ready to come onto the court here. Again, 23-20 lead for the Rockets over Catholic Central. And again, looking at these schedules, four straight losses for Anna entering this game. That dropped them to 5-8. In fact, their last victory, a 61-52 win over Rushi on December the 23rd, right before Christmas, on a Thursday, was covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack and Chuck had that call, but you're still seeing the strength of the schedule. Again, those four losses, Jackson Center, St. Henry, Marion Local, Botkins. They also lost to Botkins earlier in the year, as well as New Bremen and Fort Laramie. All strong squads. And you're seeing Anna play toe-to-toe. Jack, they've seen a lot of tough competition this year, and they're able to play close.
Well, yeah, they're not going to back down, that's for sure.
Catholic Central gets the ball to start things off here in the third quarter, and we are underway. With it is Ashton Young at the top of the key. Young goes inside to Tyler Galuch, and he gets a shot to fall. Wait a minute, that was Cole Ray that shot that one. 23, not 24. So Cole Ray with the basket gives Catholic Central a 25-20 lead. 7:23 and counting now left in the third quarter. Anna going back to work on its end.
I'll tell you what, the catch by Cole Ray was better than the shot. That was a rifle pass to him.
And the Rockets moving it around and throw it away. It goes to Ray. Ray drives the length of the court and lays it in off the glass. Two quick baskets by Cole Ray have pushed Catholic Central's lead to 27-20. We're a minute into the third quarter. That's the way Catholic Central wanted to start coming in to this second half. Anna will try to get a basket here. The Rockets working inside to Dosek. He puts up a shot, no good. He's going for the rebound. He is quadruple teamed, but goes in and puts a shot up.
What?
Coach Nate Barhorse called a timeout.
Timeout.
What do you think there, Chuck?
Well, I think first of all, they're yelling 3 seconds behind every time the shot goes up. The 3 second count restarts once he gets possession. So it wasn't 3 seconds, but boy, he had the ball inside, and I don't know what Coach Barhorse was thinking there to stop. But hey,
yep. Dosek's basket fell, but the timeout came before, so a tough break there.
Believe me, my years on the bench, there's more than once that I called a timeout, and I went, oh, well, that wasn't very smart.
Yes, you see that happen every now and then. That definitely does happen. Anna now will try to find a basket to replace those points they could have had. It was an amazing shot, though. He was quadruple teamed.
Yes,
four Irish around him inside, and he got it to fall.
Well, I want to turn around and let the guy know the rules of basketball, but he's about four times bigger than me, so I just think I'm going to let him slide.
Ambos throws pass back in to Finkenbein. Finkenbein, top of the key, throws it over on the left side to Cobb. Cobb throws it back to Finkenbein on the right wing. Cobb goes inside to Dosek. He traveled with it as he was driving inside. Catholic Central ball after that. The Irish will take it in from under the Anna basket. 6:23 left in the third quarter. Catholic Central on top of Anna, 27-20. Young slowly taking it up the court. He passes half court. The Catholic Central goes to work. Ian Galuch, left side, throws it back to Young. Young drives, throws it back over right wing to Galuch. Galuch goes inside to his brother Tyler Galuch. Shot up by Tyler, no good. There is a rebound by Ambos. He races down the court. Tried to throw a pass over to Cobb, but it's intercepted by Catholic Central, who works it quickly up the floor. They get it to Tyler Galuch inside. Shot blocked. Anna comes away with it after the ball nearly goes out of bounds. Finkenbein races back up the court. Spins, puts a shot up inside and gets it off the glass. Beautiful shot. Great use of the backboard there. That cuts Catholic Central's lead to 27-22.
How athletic was that shot?
Absolutely. He has displayed a lot of athleticism both this year and last year, too. And what is he up to now? 12
points. He's got 12, yeah.
Catholic Central trying to answer back down on its end, and they do. Cole Ray inside gets a shot off the glass. The Irish back on top by 7, 29-22, 5-10 and counting now in this third quarter.
That's 6 points, all 6 points in the third quarter for Ray.
Hayden Hulskamp has it, throws it over to Finkenbein as Anna goes to work on its end. Finkenbein, right wing, goes over to the left wing to Cobb. Cobb goes to Hulskamp. Hulskamp throws it back out to the top of the key to Dosek. Dosek drove inside, then backed out, goes right wing to Bryce Cobb. He gets a three. Nothing but net. 29-25 Catholic Central lead.
That was big.
After that, Cobb three. 4:40 and counting left in the third quarter. Catholic Central now look for a response on its end. Young, top of the key, throws a pass over to left side to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh back to Young. Young goes over right side to Ian Galuch. Inside to Tyler Galuch. Back outside to Young. Young pass back out on the right side to Ian Galuch, who drives in and gets a shot to fall. That pushes the lead to 6 points, 31-25. Catholic Central able to answer. Now Anna will try to answer. Hulskamp, top of the key, goes to Finkenbein on the right wing. Finkenbein back to Ambos. Ambos goes inside, puts up a shot. It is blocked by Ray. The block goes out of bounds. Anna will keep it. A couple of substitutions here. Coming in for Anna is Grant Albers. He's replacing Drew Dosek. So you have Albers, Hulskamp, Finkenbein, Ambos, and Cobb in right now for the Rockets. Ambos gets the long inbounds pass. He throws it. It is knocked out of bounds by Ian Galuch. And now Anna will take it in from across the court. The Rockets get it into Finkenbein. And Finkenbein dribbling, top of the key. Goes inside, loses the ball. Ambos is able to come away with it on the left wing. He then goes, starts dribbling inside, then pulls back out for a shot. It's no good. There for the rebound is Ray. Ray drives inside and throws it back out to Young as Catholic Central resets. Young goes back out to the top of the key to Trey King, who just came in off the bench. He puts up a shot, no good. Tyler Galuch got the rebound. He put up a shot, no good. He was fouled. I believe that came before the shot, Chuck.
Yep, going on the floor.
So the Irish will now take it in from under their own basket, leading 31-25, 3:30 left in the third quarter. The Irish go inside to Young. He drives, puts a shot off the glass. It's off the rim. No good. Finkenbein rebound. Throws it up the court to Ambos. Ambos could not come away with it. Pass a little bit too hard and fast for him. It goes out. Catholic Central get the ball.
I think you put points on the ball, and Ambos makes that catch.
Absolutely. He was well ahead of the Catholic Central players that were racing back. But the Irish now will go back to work. Young with it. He throws it over to Ian Galuch. Ian Galuch backs off near half court. Throws it back to Young, who's also near left court. Excuse me, half court on the left side. He throws a pass over in the right wing to Ian Galuch. Puts up a three, no good. There's Tyler Galuch with the rebound. Puts up a shot, partially blocked, no good. There with the rebound is Cole Ray. Puts up a shot, no good. Anna grabs the rebound. Races back down. Finkenbein throws a pass up court to Cobb. He gets the shot to fall.
Boy, I'm going to have to agree with the Springfield fans that time. He got hammered on that shot down there. No call.
He did, but Anna is able to take advantage. Rebound, throw it up court, quick basket. 3 point, 4 point game now. 31-27. Catholic Central looking for an answer. Tyler Galuch puts up a shot. No good. And a rebound. Finkenbein races up court. Shoots and scores. That makes it a 2 point game. 31-29 with 2:17 and counting left in the third quarter. Catholic Central walking it back up the court. Chuck, you get a feeling they really like going fast, and Anna's been able to slow them down here.
Well, the zone, and they didn't want to attack the zone, and then they started to attack it, and it's really slowed them down offensively.
Ingaluch throws it inside to Young. Young tries to pass, but it is batted away. Anna taking it up the court. It's Finkenbein. He races down the lane, puts up a shot. It's good. Another beauty for McCain Finkenbein. That ties it 31-31. Catholic Central got out to a 7 point lead early in this third quarter, and it is now tied with 1:35 and counting left. Young throws a bounce pass to Galooch. Tyler Galooch goes inside to Cole Ray. Ray puts up a shot. It's off the glass. It's good. Catholic Central gets a quick answer and takes the lead again, 33-31. Finkenbein works it across half court for Anna now, with 1:14 and counting left in the third. Aiden Hielskamp has it, top of the key, throws it to Finkenbein. Finkenbein goes inside from the right side, puts up a shot, partially blocked, no good. He grabbed the rebound, though, and was fouled. Picking up that foul for Catholic Central is Ian Galooch, and Finkenbein will go to the free throw line for two shots. 33-31 lead Catholic Central has as Finkenbein goes to the line. He makes his first to cut it to one. He'll aim for his second here to tie it. And again, Finkenbein, 26.5 points per game average. He gets the second one to fall. You see why he's shooting 84% from the free throw line. Both of those attempts, absolutely beautiful. Did they put the score on the wrong end, Chuck? It's 33-32 Catholic Central reading.
5, 11, 12, 13.
It's now 34-33, and yeah. They're having issues. I think it's a 32-32 tie, right?
32-32 is the score. Or at least Anna's got this 5, 11, 12, 13. They scored 33.
Okay.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 33, 33.
33, 33 tie, and they now have that right on the board. That's right. It was 33, 31. I temporarily forgot the score there. We're all straightened out, both ourselves and the scoreboard operator. Catholic Central working on its end. And just like that, the Irish throw it away. Ambos comes away with it with 35 seconds of counting left. The Rockets with an opportunity to break the tie and take their first lead of the game. Kyle at the top of the key, looking to throw it back to Finkenbein. He's being guarded closely by Ian Galooch. They're able to make the pass, though. Finkenbein goes back out near half court. On the left side, they are letting their clock run. Going to go for one shot here. 10 seconds and counting now. Finkenbein dribbles up. Throws it over, right wing to Cobb. Cobb goes inside, then back out to Finkenbein, who dribbles inside, puts up a shot off the rim. No good as the buzzer sounds. So we end the third quarter with a 33-33 tie between Catholic Central and Anna. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman-FH.com.
I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee, and we head to the fourth quarter, tied 33-33 between Catholic Central and Anna. We had an outstanding game earlier today between Botkins and Tri-Village, which the Trojans won in double overtime, 51-50, down at Flying to the Hoop at Trent Arena in Kettering. And we had an overtime game last night that New Bremen won and won overtime. And so now we're tied. We're tied 33-33. Could very well have our third consecutive overtime broadcast here on Scores Broadcast.
Yeah, they're on quite a streak having good, and they've been good basketball games to go along with the fact that they're close.
And Anna here would be really happy to win this game because, again, they entered on a four-game losing streak, 5-8 overall. And Catholic Central facing a fight. 13-0 they entered this contest. One of their first fights of the year. They have had a couple of close games, but not that many. Anna gets the ball to start things off here in the fourth quarter. Finkenbein, left wing now has it. He fires a long three. Nothing but net. What a beauty. 36-33 lead now for the Rockets. It's their first lead of the game. That basket came with 7:42 left in the fourth quarter. Catholic Central now working on its end. Ian Galooch goes back out to Young. Young, top of the key, throws a bounce pass over to Galooch. Galooch goes back to Young. Young goes back out on the right wing to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh tries to throw it inside to Tyler Galooch. Finkenbein is there, intercepts the pass, throws it back up court
short.
To Ambo's three, and as Chuck said, it was short off the rim, but the Rockets grab the rebound. They go back to Finkenbein, who fires a pass to Cobb. Left corner, off the rim, no good. There's Ian Galuch for the rebound for Catholic Central. The Irish race up the floor. Galuch throws to his brother Tyler. He puts up a shot inside, no good. We have a foul called.
Good foul. Good foul by Albers that time. Made took the basket away, makes him take the ball in.
The foul did not come while he was shooting, so Catholic Central is going to take it in from under its own basket, trailing for the first time tonight. Anna on top, 36-33. Catholic Central looking to work it in, and they do. They get it to Young. Young, left side, dribbles around, top of the key, throws it over to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh on the right wing, looking to pass. And we have a timeout called by Catholic Central. Close to a travel there, Chuck. The timeout by Catholic Central coach comes just in time.
Yeah, he was in trouble, and I'm not sure why he slammed the ball down. A lot of times that's a technical, maybe not because he was angry at a call. But usually when you slam the ball down like that, you get a call. Anna doing a nice job. I mean, if they could have hit one of those threes down there that last time down the floor, they had two really good looks at it. Man, they could have pushed that thing up to six. Tyler Galuch has not scored in the second half so far.
That is a great defensive job by the Rockets there.
Cole Ray has taken over. He scored eight in the third quarter. Ian Galuch had two. That was it.
Amazing. What a difference from the first half. Anna showing their potential here and just how good they can be. And they're doing it against a team with some size. Again, Tyler Galuch, 6'4".
You think they could throw some boys out of school and become a Division IV before the end of the season?
I'm sure they'd love it. Catholic Central going back to work after that timeout. And there with a three from the left wing is Ian Galuch. And we're tied again, 36-36. 6:30 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Finkenbein works it across half court for Anna. After exchanging some passes, Finkenbein has it again. He goes back to Hillscamp. Hillscamp throws it over on the left wing to Chase Murray. The Rockets pass it around some more. Finkenbein has it. Right wing goes to Ambos. Ambos back to Cobb. Cobb left side goes back to Murray at the top of the key. Murray over to Finkenbein. Right side. Finkenbein back to Hulskamp. Hulskamp over to Murray. Murray left corner to Cobb. And Cobb knocks it from the left corner. It rolls in.
Boyce has 10 now.
39-36 lead for Anna over Catholic Central. The Irish working it back down on their end. And there with the shot inside is Tyler Galuch. We queued him up, Jack. There's his first basket of this second half. He was fouled as he shot. Picking up the foul for Anna is Hayden Hulskamp. And with the foul, Galuch has the opportunity here to tie it up again. And on top by one, pending this free throw. Here's Tyler Galuch's free throw. It's nothing but net, and we are tied again, 39-39, 5:37 and counting as Anna takes it out.
Anna needs to continue to score because this is a critical part of the game.
Finkenbein works the ball up past half court. Ambos has it on the right wing. Ambos goes over to Murray. Murray goes back to Finkenbein. Finkenbein left side, dribbling back out. He throws it over to Murray. Murray to Ambos, right wing. Ambos back to Finkenbein. He dribbles inside from the top of the key. Puts up a shot. No good. Grabs the rebound. Close to the line. Goes back outside to Cobb. Three. Left corner. He cannot get this attempt from that left corner to fall. The Irish get the rebound. Race back up court. Young has it. Goes over to Tyler Galuch on the right wing. Tyler back to his brother Ian. Ian back to his brother Tyler. Tyler Galuch. Right corner. Dribbles out. Throws it inside to Trey King. He puts a shot up. Nice jumper. Mid-range, and he gets it to fall. That's 41-39 lead for Catholic Central after that nice jumper by Trey King. The Irish on top again. Finkenbein long three. Right wing for Anna. No good. There with the long rebound is Young. Young going inside. Two on one. Young gets the layup to go inside. It rolls in. there we have a timeout call by Anna coach Nate Barhorst. Catholic Central on top of Anna, 43-39 now, as the Irish are making a great run. Riemann Drywall. Drywall done the right way is the Riemann way. Yes, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. They offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and businesses. You will benefit from a 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Catholic Central on top, 43-39. They've scored four straight after that 39-39 tie. On that last possession, Chuck, you definitely saw what the Irish can do when they can go down and get a fast break.
Well, that's what they want to do, and they're very athletic. And they got a basket out of King, which is kind of gravy because you don't expect him really to score much for you. But I tell you, the Galooch brothers are the real deal.
They absolutely are, and what a nice game this is going to be for Catholic Central, win or lose, because if they want to make it deep in the tournament, this is the type of defense they're going to have to score against, and the type of shooters here, the Finkenbein, the Amboses of the world, is what they're going to see as they get through further and deeper into this postseason. Anna now going back to work on its end, just under four left. Albers throws it inside to Hulskamp. Hulskamp goes back outside to Cobb. Cobb throws it back to Finkenbein. Finkenbein goes inside, then backs off. Anna's going to reset here, trailing by four as they try to, and there was a whistle. And there is a foul against Catholic Central. Chuck, I didn't see it. It was away from where the ball was.
They said he reached out. You can put one hand on the as a defender. You can't put two hands on.
That was Cole Ray picking up the foul. Again, just like the first half, not many fouls in this second half. That was just Catholic Central's second foul. Anna has four. 3:34 and counting now left in the fourth quarter. Anna goes back to work. Finkenbein, right wing, throws it to Hulskamp. Hulskamp, top of the key to Ambos. Ambos dribbling with it, throws it to Albers. Albers, top of the key, goes over on the right side to Cobb. Cobb with it, pulls up for a jumper. He dribbled around to the right side, and he pulled up for a beautiful jumper, which falls nothing but net, and the Rockets pull within two now. 43-41, 3:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Young with it for Catholic Central as the Irish go back to work. He throws a pass over to Ian Galooch. Galooch, bounce pass back to Young. Young, left side, dribbling with it. He dribbles back around to half court. Now he races inside, goes up for a shot. He drew a foul and the basket falls. So he'll get a chance for a three-point play. Oh, offensive foul call. Never mind. The Catholic Central fans behind us don't like that call.
Well, I'm rooting for Anna, and I didn't care for it.
Yeah, I didn't see it there either. Catholic Central not happy, but a break for the Rockets. Wipe that basket off. Score stays 43-41. And it was a chance to tie it or take a lead. We have a whistle. It's a foul on Tyler Galooch.
And that is his fourth. I don't know why he's arguing about that time. Finkenbein started to go around and he reached out and grabbed him.
Yeah, that one was a clear as day call, absolutely. The Irish will want Tyler Galooch in here. He'll have to watch it. Again, as Chuck said, four fouls. 2:27 and counting as Anna goes back to work. Finkenbein, long three, top of the key, no good. There, grabbing the rebound is Cole Ray. Ray over to Young. Young throws it back across half court to Tyler Galooch. The Irish working around the arc. Now with it is Ian Galooch. Galooch hands off to Young near half court. Ambos guarding him, knocks the ball away. We have a foul called on Ambos.
Correct call. Possibly 12 seconds after it happened, though.
So Catholic Central will take it in from just beside its own bench near the scorer's table. They're on top, 43-41. Anna giving the Irish all they can handle. Throwing it in for Catholic Central is Cole Ray. He throws it back to Young past half court. He now dribbles across. Young throws a pass over to Patrick Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh drives inside, loses control of it. It's last off of him. That is an Anna ball with 1:53 left. Rockets again will get a chance to tie it or take a lead here.
Well, I tell you, watching Botkins all year, watching Tri-Village a couple of times, I think they're both better than Catholic Central.
Yes, and one thing...
At least tonight.
Exactly. Just from what we're seeing tonight, absolutely. And again, Anna, 5-8 overall, too. So the Rockets have struggled comparing him here. Catholic Central looks to have some work ahead of it before tournament time. One thing both Botkins and Tri-Village have over the Irish, too, is even more height. Galuch at 6'4" is the big scorer there, the big inside guy. They go against the Plymans from Botkins. They have to go against Lane Server and company for Tri-Village. That could pose some problems. They'll be giving up some inches. Anna has a ball knocked away, goes out of bounds, and they go back to work now with 1:37 in counting. They take it in. Albers top of the key to Huelskamp. Huelskamp over to Cobb. Cobb on the right wing launches a three. Off the rim, no good. It is out of bounds after the shot. Some Catholic Central will get it with 1:27 left. And we have a timeout called by Catholic Central. We will stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike and Jackson Center does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccinations from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. A take-home test for coronavirus is available for $32. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2. And open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. A reminder, at the end of this game, we will have a a two-minute radio station break.
Or
could
three.
Could be another overtime game, though, so that could be a little bit further away. We'll see what happens here. Catholic Central has the opportunity to make it a two-possession game as they take it in after this timeout. Young was dribbling it, and he was fouled by Ambos.
That's the last free one now. The next one will be a 1-1.
Six fouls for the Rockets, five for Catholic Central.
Yeah, the Irish have one more to give.
Taking it in for Catholic Central is Ray. He throws a pass over to Ian Galuch, and there's a whistle.
That's
picking up
foul.
The quick foul is Drew Dosek. And now Ashton Young will head to the free throw line.
Ian Galuch.
Ian Galuch. Thank you, Chuck. Ian Galuch heading to the free throw line there. 1-1 coming up. He's dribbling. And here's his free throw attempt. It's up. It rattles in. Ian Galuch averaging 11.8 points, 5 rebounds per game. He's shooting 89% from the free throw line.
Yeah, you can tell he's an awfully good free throw shooter.
Galuch's second free throw goes through, nothing but net. That makes it a two-possession game. Catholic Central on top of Anna, 45-41. 1:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Anna trying to find something quick. Finkenbein pass to Huelskamp inside. Huelskamp back to Finkenbein.
Nice
Finkenbein
pass.
Back to Huelskamp, and Huelskamp gets a shot off
my
the glass
goodness.
With 54.2 seconds left. That makes it a two-point game, 45-43. And a coach, Nate Barhorst, calls a timeout. And we will take a timeout here, too. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Go Green!
You are listening to today's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're listening to the simulcast on WNBR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Well, coming out of that timeout, Anna gets exactly what it wanted. The Irish can't get the ball inbounds. Jack, 5-second call. Anna will now take it in from under its own basket. 53.5 seconds left. Trailing by two, the opportunity to tie or take a lead.
I'm not sure what the discussion is.
Man, the official's talking over here. They're now walking over to the scorer's table.
They might have turned the clock on because they did throw the ball in after the 5-second call, and they could have flipped the clock. So, I mean, that's possible.
And coming up after this, it'll be game number four in the last 24 hours on Scores Broadcast and WMVR. Fort Laramie taking on Tiffin Columbian. It's the nightcap game in the MLK Classic.
Well, I hope Jack's not a jinx and the next game isn't a good one.
Let's go, D! Let's go! Let's go, boys!
And Anna gets it back in after that, and it's stolen! Ripped away from Finkenbein. Tyler Galooch, excuse me, no, that is Ian Galooch that did that. Great steal there. 44 seconds and counting. The Irish dribbling it. Now Tyler Galooch takes the pass. He dribbles right side. He goes inside, and he is fouled. That is exactly what the Irish needed there. Great handwork there by Ian Galooch to just poke that ball right away from Finkenbein.
Yeah.
The foul for Anna goes against Hayden Hillscamp. That is his fourth. Tyler Galooch goes to the free throw line. 36.8 seconds left. Catholic Central on top by two, pending this 1-1. Tipped is up, and it falls through. Nothing but net. Galooch will go back for another try. Again, 73% from the line this year, he is.
Well, he's 3-for-4 in the game, so that evens out pretty
yes,
well.
Yes, it does. Here comes the second of the 1-1. Shot is up. Nothing but net. 47-43 lead for Catholic Central over Anna. 33 seconds and counting. Finkenbein races back up the court, and he's fouled as he was driving inside. The foul comes before the shot. Ian Galooch picks up the foul. That was just Catholic Central's sixth. So Anna will take it in from under its own basket. 30.4 seconds left. Inbounds pass to Hillscamp. Hillscamp back to Finkenbein. Finkenbein dribbles back out. Three,
wow.
Left wing, gets it. Nothing but net. Don't count out the Rockets yet. It's a one-point game again.
My goodness.
47-46 lead. Catholic Central hanging on with 24 seconds left. We'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I may have commented once before, but Finkenbein's pretty good.
Yes, he is. Just terrific.
That step back three he just hit. And when Tyler Galooch, who was 6'4", got his fourth foul, they had to pull him off Finkenbein and put his brother on. And he gets a little less, 2 inches shorter. And that I think that gave Finkenbein a little bit of an advantage shooting the threes now.
It did, and Finkenbein able to capitalize. He gets it over Ian Galooch, and like you said, just a beautiful step-back three there to cut this game down to 1 point with 24.2 seconds left. Myers Tavern is a favorite of the home crowd in Bakken's and those who visited us from towns all around. Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Bakken's is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something to eat for a snack or a full meal. Breakfast begins at 6 a.m. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip loin steak dinners are only $14.50. Myers Tavern is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Bakken's. We bet you won't find better. Catholic Central got the ball in. We have a whistle. It's a foul.
Kickball,
okay.
Yeah, they had him trapped, and they did a nice job, but, yeah, they had the kick.
And we have another timeout as Catholic Central was getting ready to take it in. We'll step away and be back right after this. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Springfield Catholic Central, 47, Anna, 46, 18.8 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Catholic Central will get the ball after this timeout. And the Irish will try to come up with something to protect this win as they'll try to escape Fort Laramie.
Well, Catholic Central has one timeout left. Anna's used all five of theirs. But they'll get more when we get into the third overtime.
Catholic Central working to take it in. They're struggling, but they get a bounce pass to Young, and Young is fouled immediately by Ambos. That will be Ambos' fourth foul. And that will send Young to the free throw line here. 1-1 coming up.
Subs can go in. I don't know what they're waiting for.
And that is Hayden Hilskamp. Grant Albers is coming in. Coming out for Anna is Drew Dosek and Carter Siegel. Ashton Young goes to the free throw line. Dribbling. The attempt is up. Nothing but net. That pushes the lead to 2 points, 48-46.
They are 6-for-6 here in the fourth quarter, shooting free throws.
They're shooting as a team 67.2% for the year. Great shooting tonight, though. Young's second free throw is nothing but net. 17.4 seconds left. The Irish back on top by three. Anna racing down, Finkenbein across half court. Dribbling, double teamed. He's struggling, but throws it away to Ambos. Ambos back near half court now, 6 seconds. Fires it over to Cobb. Cobb, open three, right wing, off the rim, no good. Tyler Galush gets the rebound, and Catholic Central escapes Fort Laramie victorious with a 49-46 win over Anna. Tough break for Anna, which has entered this contest with four consecutive losses. It goes to five now. The Rockets drop to 5-9 overall. Catholic Central stays undefeated and improves to 14-0 overall. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break here in a second. But first, we want to thank our anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, price right. To go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scorers founding partner in 2006-2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and at Fort Laramie and Indian Lake, be well, be good. Osgood Bank, Secure Com and Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5, TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Catholic Central victorious 49-46 over Anna after a great game here in the MLK Classic in Fort Laramie. We'll be back for a quick roundup right after this. 2-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. Springfield Catholic Central victorious 49-46 over Anna. They are able to hang on, Chuck. Great game overall.
That was a good one.
You have the recaps here in our Clancy Stars of the Game.
Well, I'm going to just take a look at the score, individual scoring for Catholic Central. It was the Galooch brothers, 15 from Ian, 14 from Tyler. They got double figures from Cole Ray, who scored 8 in the third quarter. And I'm going to go with Tyler and Ian as the Clancy players of the game for Catholic Central. For Anna, Finkenbein, 24. Bryce Kopp had a terrific game with 12. Drop all the way down to Huelskamp with 5. Ambos only hit 1-3 for the game. Clancy's players of the game, Bryce Kopp and McCain Finkenbein for the Rockets.
Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. I am Bryant Billing. We just came out of a 49-46 victory by Springfield Catholic Central over Anna, and quickly flipping the page over to the nightcap here in Fort Laramie's inaugural MLK Classic. Fort Laramie taking on Tiffin Columbian. I'm about ready to sign off the night as our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, returns for the play-by-play duties of this one. How you doing, Jack?
Well, our throat will tell us
yes
in the next 90 minutes or so, but a lot better than 1 week ago today, that is for sure. Remember, a week ago yesterday, you and I were at Ottawa Glandorf.
Yes.
And that night we had Minster Fort Laramie right here. And then we had illnesses set in. Wow, thank you so much for covering, what, one, two, three games here in the last couple of days. You've worked overtime. No pun intended.
Yes.
Wow, but what a game last night. Ruchi, New Bremen.
Yes, it was.
That was
fantastic,
a
one.
One overtime, and then earlier today, flying to the hoop. Victory by Botkins over Tri-Village by a point in two overtimes. And then another thriller, almost an additional OT, Anna against Springfield Catholic, which may have locked up the number one seed in the Troy Division IV district.
Absolutely. It's going to be tough for Tri-Village to get some number one votes. Three losses. Yep. Catholic Central stays undefeated there. Some fantastic games. And now as we turn the page to Fort Laramie and Tiffin Columbian, we'll see if we can get another one here. This is an invitational that Coach Corey Britton has been looking forward to. And this is a contest that he's absolutely looking forward to as well. Shelby, area teams today showing up well. Minster out of the MAC beats Convoy Crestview. Marion Local out of the MAC victorious over Grandview Heights. And a 5-9 Fort Laramie team and gave an undefeated Springfield Catholic Central squad all it could handle.
5-9 Anna Rockets, you mean, of
yes,
course.
Yes, what did I call them?
Fort Laramie.
Fort Laramie, yes. I'm.
Which is tipping off here in just a few minutes.
Yes.
Against Tiffin Columbian. Fort Laramie 8-5. Tiffin Columbian 9-2. You might scratch your head for a minute and say, how in the world did this matchup come about? Well, the head coach at Tiffin Columbian, Travis Kinn, knew Fort Laramie head coach Corey Britton back in high school playing days many years ago. Coach Kinn played at New Regal High School. He was a grad there. Big rivals with Corey Britton's Hopewell Loudoun Chieftains. So this is a uniting of two friends or foes, you might say. But friendly competition here tonight. Tiffin Columbian Division II coming down to Fort Laramie to play the Division IV Redskins in the final game of four here at the inaugural Fort Laramie MLK Classic. Tip off just 5 or 6 minutes away. I'd like to let our listeners know that there are three Fort Laramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie broadcast, Fort Laramie games only. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning. This team from Tiffin, Columbian, is a high-scoring bunch featuring one young man by the name of Logan Beeston, and he's a beast. He's a beast at 6'4", averaging 20.5 points a game. Very interesting contrast in styles for this contest tonight. Tiffin Columbian from the Ohio Northern League, 9-2 on the year, averaging about 73 points a game. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie only averaging about 44, 45 on the season per contest. But defensively, Fort Loramie's been awesome in the last four games. Fort Loramie's giving up only 35. That's half,
wow,
less than half of what Tiffin Columbian is scoring per game on the year. So something's got to give.
Absolutely. And we saw a great defensive performance in that Minster game last Saturday. And they're coming off another huge one, Jack. They absolutely shut down Jackson Center. So let's see if the Redskins can do the same to Tiffin Columbian here in this one. As you said, big contrast of styles there. But we have time and again seen Shelby County Athletic League squads be able to slow down high-scoring opponents.
I'd like to remind you that from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are, for Fort Loramie, its defense. Get some points from Caleb Maurer. Help from Ty Ruhenkamp. Try and win with 45-50. Keep the high-scoring Tiffin Columbian team down. May not be able to do it all night long. As we said, Tiffin Columbian has three double-digit scores, including a young man by the name of Logan Beeston at 20.5 points per game. Those are the key building components for these two clubs here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Coming up in seconds, a one-minute radio station break. A one-minute radio station break prior to game four of the day here at Fort Loramie. Game two of our broadcasts here in this evening session at the inaugural MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. We'll have a one-minute radio station break upcoming. Anna was just beaten by Springfield Catholic Central in a close one. Went right down to the last possession, as Bryant summarized a few minutes ago. Minster and Marion Local were winners earlier today here, and Botkins won in double overtime in the 11:30 tilt down at the Flying to the Hoop over Tri-Village. 1-point double overtime win. 1 minute radio station break is next. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We would like to remind you that you are listening to tonight's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our radio station sponsors are Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney County Sky Refractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods, and Best One Tire. We'll have the playing of the national anthem upcoming. In fact, the Star Spangled Banner has been recognized before each of the four games here today at the MLK Classic. Our anchor underwriting sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Starting lineups upcoming, opening tip in a moment. It's Fort Loramie and Tiffin Columbian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangemanfh.com.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back here to the Fort Loramie High School gym. Minutes away from the start to this game between Division 4 Fort Loramie and Division 2 Tiffin Columbian. The Tornadoes, as they are called, are down to our left, attired in Purdue gold uniforms from top to bottom with bright blue numbers. Of course, Fort Loramie is in the home white with red and black trim. Another outstanding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, which gave us our start back in 2006 and 7, is Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. As I mentioned, a Scores founding partner, Lacal Equipment. Many thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5. TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors include the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107 for Wygant. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victresshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore Road in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878, 567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop. And don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Brookins in Fort Loramie, as well as Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. All set to go, Chuck McBee, for the fourth game of four here at Fort Loramie today.
our second game of two this evening.
Yep.
After having had a game on the air, online, and on radio this morning at 11:30 at the Fly Into the Hoop featuring Bodkins and Tri-Village.
I'll tell you, Bryce Cobb's three goes in there and ties that up.
Ooh, yep.
And Bryant and I would have been on a roll for overtime games.
Exactly. I told him just a few minutes ago, I said, Bryant, thanks for covering the three games, but you worked overtime. Opening tip to start the game is won by Tiffin Columbian, which begins with the basketball down to her right. It's a pretty good size club, high-scoring team, averaging well over 70 per contest. And head coach Corey Britton's Redskins have got their hands full with that young man, Logan Beeston, 20.5 points a game, takes the first shot of the night. It's a 26-footer straight away, and he swished it. It did not touch iron.
That's 6'4". He can shoot over top of the defense. That was a nice shot.
He has taken 93 three balls on the year, made 42.
Wow.
That equates to 45%. He's a darn near 80% foul shooter. Here's Fort Loramie with the ball. Half court to her left. Here's a long jumper. Ty Ruhenkamp, left corner. Rebound deflected out of bounds, far side of the court. And Tiffin Columbian will bring it down. Fort Loramie starting Caleb Maurer and Ty Ruhenkamp. Caleb a junior, 6 feet tall. Ty a senior at 6 feet. They led Fort Loramie two nights ago to the 45-21 win here over Jackson Center. The entire club played superb defense. And Caleb Maurer, the Jackson Center killer this year, he's scored over 30 points in the two meetings against the Tigers in the Shelby County Athletic League. Here's a good, strong post-up move down inside by Tiffin Columbian. Jaden Myers, 6 foot senior forward, wiggled free down in the baseline. Went to the block, low on the right, got a good feed. Fort Loramie defender was on his hip, and he laid it through. And Fort Loramie's down 5-0 in the first, a minute 40.
Yeah, Meyer's not tall, but boy, he's a solid kid.
He sure is. Baseline, Ty Ruhenkamp for Fort Loramie. Look at him weave his magic. Good play, fine drive. Finished by Ruhenkamp, 5-2. Coming right back down the floor comes Tiffin Columbian, and it's Jaden Myers. He said, I made it once, I'm going to go for two. Back-to-back deuces for Jaden Myers of the Columbian Tornadoes, they are called, and it's 7-2.
I did ask one of their fans, because I lived in Tiffin, and I said, were they the Tornadoes? He said, no, they added that about a few years ago.
Okay. Might have been the Typhoons at one time. Here's a foul line fadeaway. Bullseye. Good looking shot by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. 7-4 in favor of the Tornadoes over the Redskins. Tiffin Columbian has the ball outside the arc on the right wing. It is handled there by Myers. Now Beeston straight away. Beeston looks down inside for a teammate. Can't find him. Now Columbian posts up a player at the stripe. It's Bryce Burns. Burns, a 15-point score. Jaden Myers, a 13-point score. Beeston, a 20.5. Speaking of Logan Beeston, again, a trifecta. 25-footer straight away.
Good defense.
Ooh, yes, it was. Hand in his face. He still knocked it down. He is everything is advertised. I was kidding. Bryant Billing got a chuckle out of him. I said this guy named Logan is a beast. Beeston, 10-4, Tiffin. Caleb Maurer comes back for Fort Loramie. Yes, sir, from downtown. He swished it. High right, a triple, 23-footer. 10-7, Columbian by three. Good high-scoring tilt in the first 3.5 minutes. 17 points combined between the two clubs. Here's Beeston off a screen straight away. That time he was jumped by Isaac Ratterman of Fort Loramie.
I'm not sure that Loramie wants a shootout.
Uh-uh. Now, Redskins only giving up in the low 30s the last four games. Defense has been fantastic. Here is an elbow jumper. Foul line extended right by Bryce Burns of Columbian. Hits the flange, kicks way up in the air, strikes a cable, and it's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. It is Braden Rogo and Bryce Rogo, a couple of young men. They're twins for Columbian. Braden Rogo started. Bryce Rogo has just checked in. Cyrus Burden, 6 points a game. Bryce Burns, 15 a game. Jaden Myers at 13. And Logan Beeston at 20.5.
are your starters. Look at Beeston go to work again. Fort Loramie retreated, got back in a hurry. Beeston said, okay, if you're going to give me that much space, I'll stop and pop from 28. And he drilled it. He's got three triples already. 13-7 in favor of Columbian. This is not the kind of sprinting up and down the floor and shooting that Loramie, Chuck, normally sees in the Shelby County Athletic League.
No, I mean, if you make McCain Finkenbein 6'4", and now I think they've got the same player. Unfortunately, he has to really work hard to get his shots because he doesn't have the same size as that.
Right, well said.
Yeah, terrific game today.
Here is Fort Loramie posting up on the inbounds play. Ball thrown low in the left. Little seven-footer laid up there by Caleb with the left hand. Short, no good.
Pass.
Rebound Columbian. Down the floor, layup, cherry pick, missed. No good. Blown by Bryce Burns. Fort Loramie gets it back, trailing 13-7. 3:07 to go first quarter. Redskins on a weave out high. Aiden Werman has it swiped away, taken by Columbian. Dribble drive down the floor. Jaden Myers pulls it back out. Hands it off to Cyrus Burden, 6 foot guard. 2:52 left in the first. Fort Loramie down six. In the right corner, Burns. Burns picked up 25 feet away by Darren Heilerman, who's checked in off the bench. Here's a long, high arching three outside the arc in the right. Yes, Bryce Burns pours it through. Wow. The Tiffin Columbian NBA All-Stars. Woo! Man, are they shooting lights out.
They missed one shot, and that was about a two-footer. Everything else they've shot, they've made.
You're right. Yeah, they did miss one, and it was from inches away. How about that? 16-7, Fort Loramie down. The Columbian timeout called. 2.5 left, opening quarter. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
But Chuck, I was kidding a moment ago, obviously talking about an NBA connection with Tiffin Columbian, but I tell you what, they're wearing the Purdue old gold uniforms. They look like the Boilermakers, the way they're popping in shots. How about that? Logan Eilerman sinks one straight away. Toes behind the arc, counted for three. It is a three-point shooting fest.
Well, that was needed that time because it was starting to get away a little bit.
16-10, Fort Loramie down six, 1:58 to go here in the first quarter. Columbian's got the ball out high. It's Braden Rogo, 6'4 sophomore. Ball goes baseline right, thrown across the court below the basket, juggled on the play by a Columbian player. Logan Beeston had it, and the ball was struck out of his hand by Fort Loramie. And Tiffin throws it inbounds, leading 16-10, 1:40 left here in the opening stanza. Here's a baseline drive to the left, but Beeston pulls up. Swisheroo again. Wow, how many points for Beeston?
That's 11.
11 for this 20.5 score on the year. He's not unknown to head coach Corey Britton, but the Redskins have not defended him well.
He's 4-for-4 from the floor.
18-10, Fort Loramie down 8. Here's Ruhenkamp, foul line extended left, pulls up at the free throw stripe, and scores! Fadeaway shot by Ruhenkamp and Andy.
No, Ruhenkamp, I mean, the Fort Loramie's shooting the ball well, too.
Beeston comes down, jacks it up from 30 feet right out of the chute. No good. One pass into the half court, he let it fly, and Fort Loramie got the long board. 18-12, Columbian by 6. 52 seconds to go here in a very quickly played first quarter of action. Caleb Maurer spreads the floor, starts a drive, goes to the foul line, feeds it behind him to a teammate. Tiffin Columbian claws it loose, scramble, loose ball midcourt. Fort Loramie dives in late and commits the foul at the center stripe. Ball out of bounds to Columbian with 40.9 to go first quarter.
Yeah, they tipped it away from Holscher, and then he fouled trying to get back to the ball.
For Tiffin Columbian.
Ruhenkamp steps off the floor for Fort Loramie. as we see Ethan Kaiser and Lane Frilling out there now, along with Aiden Worman. Caleb Maurer is the fourth. And I think Darren Eilerman is there, too. Bad pass by Columbia, ball thrown to the post, right through the hands of Burns in the middle of the court. And Fort Loramie will bring it down the floor, trailing by six, 18-12, 32.5 to go here in the first quarter of play.
Good substitution. Beeston's going to come out and sit for this last 25 seconds, then the quarter rest, and he'll be back out there.
Caleb Maurer outside the arc on the left for Fort Loramie. Little give and go to Frilling. Frilling is stopped outside the lane. Throws it on top to Darren Eilerman, who hands it to Worman, and Fort Loramie resets with eight to go. Here's Maurer midcourt. He's got to push it. Dribbling behind his back with five left. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Kaiser, and he goes airborne on a buzzer beater. No good. It rattled off the rim, and the first quarter closes. High scoring, 30 points between the two. Fort Loramie trying to hang tough against Division II Tiffin Columbian, down six, 18-12 after a period here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Buffalo 47, Franklin 17, 6-8, Bengals 26, Las Vegas Raiders 19.
Yep, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. In Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tire is a tire sale you'll never get tired of in Fort Loramie. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie. Redskins begin the second quarter with a good play. Logan Eilerman below the rim, passed it to the cutting Aiden Worman. He knifed down the lane, took the good feed, dropped it in right in front, and it's 18-14.
Well, Worman bailed him out because I tell you, he was in trouble down there on the baseline behind the basket.
4-point lead Columbian. Fort Loramie is shooting the ball really well. Redskins have had a funny season. It's been played in three different spurts, somewhat a product of the opposition. We'll detail it for you in a moment. Little give and go down the lane. Tiffin Columbian driving to the rim goes Burns. Left it short. Met resistance near the basket. Fort Loramie got the board. Ball fired into the right corner. Intended for Kaiser. Broken up. Knocked out of bounds by Columbian. Redskins are 8-5 overall. 5-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie began 5-1, then dropped three straight. They've won three of their last four. Redskins in their last four games have allowed only 34 points a game, scoring 46. They've had big wins, two over Jackson Center, one over New Bremen, one against Anna. And Fort Loramie will play Anna on the road this coming Friday. Here's a left corner jumper by Logan Eilerman. Good look. Long range. It hit the back iron, flared away. Columbian fast break down the floor in tight. Then the ball is thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter. Yes! Jaden Myers, hot hand. He scored twice down low. That one has popped in from distance. Woo! He switched the cords. 21-14 after Fort Loramie had cut it to 18-14 at the 6:30 mark of the second. Here's a fine drive from the left corner by Logan Eilerman all the way to the rack. Laid it up. It rolled around the orange. Spun off. Foul underneath. It goes against Columbian. And Loramie will throw in. Columbian people looking at each other like, really?
Like I just looked at you.
Yes, really?
He was on the inside. I'm not sure how he fouled.
Ball lobbed into the lane to Logan. Caught it, spun, and hit a fadeaway from 12. Logan Adams coming around, yes, as an offensive player.
Not even close.
Long triple by Columbian. pumped up there from deep by Cyrus Bird in the air ball. Fort Laramie's got it. Down five. Quickly down the floor. Logan Eiderman, left wing. Goes to Isaac Ratterman, baseline left. On the arc to Ty Ruenkamp. Shot fake. Now back to Aiden Warman. Colombian high-powered offensive club, Chuck, but Fort Laramie has been able to attack fairly well the Colombian defense.
Well, they're absolutely going to have to keep scoring to stay in this game, that's for sure.
Oh, look at Caleb Maurer go to work. He stopped short on the baseline, hit a 14-footer. Could have taken it to the rim, saw gold jerseys down inside, pulled up on a dime and switched it, and it's 21-18.
Well, Laramie's already given up what they gave up for the entire game against Jackson Center.
You're
Friday
right,
night.
Winning 45-21 on Friday. Colombian leads 21-18 right now. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Here's a real good drive down the lane for Bryce Burns of the Tornadoes. Laid an eye off the backboard, no good. Foul coming up against Fort Laramie. Two shots at the stripe for Colombian.
First, team second.
As we mentioned, Tiffin Colombian plays in the Ohio Northern League with the likes of Norwalk, Sandusky, Bellevue, Clyde. Two losses this year, 2 points to Sandusky, 1 point to Norwalk. So this club is just a small handful of points away from being undefeated. Colombian 9-2 on the year, 5-2 in the Ohio Northern, or I should say the Northern Ohio Conference, and ranked 13th in the state in Division II. One free throw made here, one missed. Colombian's lead goes from 3-4 with 4:53 to go in the second quarter. Fort Laramie spreads the floor. Ruenkamp out high. Throws it to Werman behind the arc on the left wing. Circles down the right side of the lane. Feeds Caleb Maurer, who catches and shoots quickly. No good. Stick back. Yes. Isaac Ratterman on the glass. All over it.
Well, we haven't seen Laramie in a little bit. And I'll tell you what, Ratterman and Eilerman have really started getting active offensively.
I tell you what, Chuck, they have shed the shoulder pads. They're playing hoops now. 4:19 to go, second quarter, 22-20, Colombian by two. With the ball for Colombian, 25 feet out in the right corner, it's Braden Rogo, 6'4 sophomore, near steal by Fort Laramie. Ball gotten by Logan Beeson. Beeson, the high scorer, goes into the right corner, throws it off a Laramie player. Meanwhile, Colombian gets a timeout. Leading by two over Fort Laramie. 4:04 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We've got a ball game here at Fort Laramie. It's the fourth game, final contest of the inaugural MLK Classic here at Fort Laramie High School. Minster defeated Convoy Crestview in game one, played at 2:30 today. Marion Local downed Columbus Grandview Heights in game two. Anna was edged by Springfield Catholic Central in our third tilt of this event. And here in game four, Fort Laramie's down two, under four to play second quarter, and Tiffin Colombian, after the timeout, has called for a moving screen, and it's on their ace, the leading scorer, Beeston.
Yep, he stuck a leg out, and they're going to call that every time.
Uh-huh. So the 20.5 score per contest on the year for the Tornadoes must sit down with two personal fouls. He won't be back to the second half. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt, down two. A chance to tie or take the lead. It's Ruenkamp to Aiden Werman. Werman trots up the floor, gives it to Caleb Maurer. Look out, long range three. Got it. Caleb Maurer from way outside. Quickly countering Tiffin Colombian. Burden, left wing, 16-footer rimmed out. Rebound Fort Laramie, which leads by one, 23-22. Stopping and popping his tie, Ruenkamp. He buried it. Triple by Ruenkamp after one by Caleb Maurer. And this Fort Laramie team, Chuck, in the last few weeks has gotten stronger. 26-22 Redskins, 3:10 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a drive into the lane. Ball put up on the dead run. No good by Burns. It flared off the iron into the hands of Fort Loramie, which leads by 4, under 3 to go in the first half, over guarding at midcourt against Jacob Weingart, 6-foot senior guard in off the bench.
We're starting to see maybe a little bit of frustration setting in on Tiffin. I think they had the start of the game, they were feeling like this might be one they run away with, and now they're finding out that this is Shelby County League.
Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie shooting the ball so much better than the Redskins did in November and the first 2-3 weeks of December, without question.
And I'll tell you, I mean, Isaac Ratterman and Logan Eilerman, they have really started coming around to playing really good basketball.
Exactly. No longer football players for head coach Spencer Wells. They are fashioning their basketball skills for head coach Corey Britton. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp. Long rainbow from the left corner. Off the rim, no. And a player from Columbian hits the deck below the backboard. Common foul against Fort Loramie, which leads by 4, does Fort Loramie. 26-22. 2:32 left to go here in the second quarter. I think Fort Loramie's biggest deficit might have been as many as 8.
Yep, they were down 8.
So we've seen a 14-point swing in the last 10 to 11 minutes. For Fort Loramie, Lane Frilling, 6'3 senior, out guarding on the arc at the moment. Ball rotated straight away to Burden. Handoff to Bryce Burns. Burns straight away. Hits a cutter down the paint. Running one-hander by Tiffin Columbian. Yes, Burden got it to go. Cyrus Burden skimmed it in off the rim. It trickled to the flange, kissed the backboard, dropped in, whistle blew. He was fouled. 26-24, Fort Loramie by 2, and a 3-point play chance for Cyrus Burden.
I'm getting to see a good basketball coach, because he's got Beeson coming out, offense, defense. I mean, you're just seeing classic coaching right down here.
Yep, sure are. Foul shot, Cyrus Burden got it, and it's 26-25, Fort Loramie by 1. 51 points scored between these two clubs in the first 14 minutes of this contest. Here is Ethan Kaiser at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Pass deflected by Columbian, and we got a pile up at the center line, and the ball is gathered by Columbian, which gets a timeout. Minute 51 to go in the half. 1-point lead Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And don't forget, we've got action for you on Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bodkins and Rushi at the Rushi Gym in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins, no setbacks, unbeaten in league play, only one loss on the year for the Bodkins Trojans, that to Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Rushi with 2 defeats in SCAL action. Only team other than Bodkins with less than 3 losses. Here's a nice screen for a jump shooter from the left flank, and it's lobbed in from downtown by Bryce Burns, 6'3 senior, threw in a triple. And it's 28-26. Columbian went from 1 down to up 2, just like that. After Fort Loramie had garnered a 4-point lead, Fort Loramie was up 4 with 2:32 left in the half at 26-22. A nice 6-point streak here by the visitors. As we work down to a minute to go in the second quarter, Caleb Maurer at midcourt sprints to the right, and he's called for a double dribble.
No arguing. I didn't see him. He must have got 2 hands on the ball at the same time.
Exactly. It happened much faster than my eyes could detect. I'm glad the officials got real good vision.
Oh, yeah.
Under a minute to go, first half. 2-point lead for Columbian. after Fort Loramie had come back from eight down to go up four. And we've got a collision top of the circle. Logan Eilerman barged right through a screen set up by Jaden Myers. That was Ratterman, and he looked like he was blocking downfield that time. Yep, that was a pancake block.
But a great job, Spencer Wells, to teach him how to block, if you're listening.
The ball is thrown inbounds by Columbian off the foot of a Fort Loramie player who's judged to have kicked it. Ball rolled free all the way out to the head of the key. The official brings it back underneath, and Columbian throws it in once more. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie is down two. Columbian's got the ball 25 feet out on the dribble. It is Braden Rogo, 6'4 sophomore. He's on the court with Bryce Burns, teammate, 6'3 senior guard. Logan Beeston is checked back in. He's on the court for offense. He's got two fouls, leading score on the year, 20.5 a game, as Columbian works the clock down to 19, 18, 17 ticks remaining. 28-26, Columbian by two. Fort Loramie not guarding tightly. Handling it is Bryce Burns. Five steps from midcourt. Gives it to Rogo with five, with four. Rogo pedals toward the basket on the dead run. Fort Loramie sets up. Caleb Maurer draws an obvious charge.
Very good defense. Boy, that's what you talk about, rotation. Maurer was on the opposite side where his defender was, but he was in the lane where he belongs if he's two passes away, and he took the charge. Great job defensively, great rotation.
That would have been a personal foul if Caleb Maurer was the quarterback.
Yeah.
he was run over.
Roughing the passer.
Here is a mid-court shot thrown up there by Aiden Worman from 46 feet. Off the backboard, no good. First half finishes well played. Played high scoring, good shooting, action fast paced. Heck of a way to climax the inaugural four game MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. 28-26 our score. Columbian leads the Redskins by two. Like to remind our station board operator, JC, that a radio station 2 minute break is upcoming here in just a matter of seconds. As I tell you, we are on the air thanks to these radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Fort Loramie down two at halftime. 2 minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you are listening to a simulcast of our online presentation on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Fort Loramie down by 2 to Tiffin Columbian, 28-26 at the intermission. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Well, you know, it was an outstanding shooting first half when you look at the rebounding. Loramie had 10 rebounds. Tiffin Columbian had 3. 2-0 on the offensive boards. Fort Loramie has the advantage. Tiffin Columbian turned it once. Fort Loramie only turned it 5 times. The Redskins did not go to the free throw line. Tornadoes 2 of 3. Tiffin Columbian led by Logan Beeston with 11. They got 7 from Jaden Myers. 3 each from Burden and Garcia, and 4 from Bryce Burns. They scored 18 and 10, 28 for the first half. Loramie led in scoring by Caleb Maurer with 10. Ty Ruhenkamp 7, 5 from Logan Eilerman. 2 each from Aiden Worman and Isaac Ratterman. They scored 12 and 14 and only trail it by 2, 28-26 at the half.
Oh, Chuck, I love that. A lot of threes being made, probably a 60% shooting in this game so far. Up and down the floor, fast-paced. Only, what, 6 turnovers combined?
Yep, and 10 made threes, 6 by Tiffin Columbia, 4 by Fort Loramie.
Hey, we're not used to this.
No. No, this is like going to watch a Division I game.
Halftime score, Tiffin Columbia 28, Fort Loramie 26. Halftime report presented to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And Local Equipment is the reason why you have scoresbroadcast.com. Local gave us our start way back in 2006 and 7. We were conceived thanks to the assistance and support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Our halftime score in game four, the last of four games here at the inaugural MLK Classic at Fort Loramie, is Tiffin Columbian 28, Fort Loramie 26. Second half in 2 minutes. Back shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone shop. ShopDayton.com.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie. Third quarter about ready to start. Let's see who the Redskins have on the floor to open up action in the second half. Looks like the original starting five that began this game. Caleb Maurer, Ty Ruhenkamp, Logan Eilerman, Aiden Worman, and Isaac Ratterman. And the five out there for Tiffin Columbian include Beeston for sure, along with Bryce Burns right out of the chute. Burns, about whom I just spoke, knocks one down. It's a two-pointer. Good shot by Burns. He, too, having a good game along with Beeston. And Columbian's lead is 30-26. That's eight straight by Columbian, going back to about 2 minutes left in the second quarter of this game. Fort Loramie with a good set, fine offensive play, down the floor inside to Ty Ruhenkamp, and he is hammered from behind, going up for a shot, two free throws for Ty. And he's got it. And it's 30-27, Columbian by three. Fort Loramie was ahead by four at 26-22, pretty late in that second quarter. Second shot by Ty Ruhenkamp, front rim, backboard, rolls off. Foul over the shoulder, Isaac Ratterman. It's common, and Columbian will throw it inbounds down to our right.
Well, that last foul was on Braden Rogo. That's how you foul somebody inside. You make them go to the free throw line. You don't give them a chance to get the ball up on the rim.
Here is Braden Rogo. Speaking of him, drive down the left side of the lane. Left-hand hook on the run. Banked it in. What a play by Rogo. And the bench just said, way to go, Rogo.
Way to Rogo.
Minute gone, third quarter. 5-point lead, Columbian over Fort Loramie. Both teams played exceedingly well in that first half. As Chuck noted, 10 three-point baskets were shot in. Here's Caleb Maurer, herky-jerky move, elbow in the right, guarded tightly by Logan Beeston. Ball fed left corner, Fort Loramie shoots a three, Logan Eilerman drills it. Here's a long pass down the floor by Columbian. It is picked off, intercepted by Fort Loramie.
Ruled a two for Logan. Was it Chuck or
that
three?
Was a three?
Got a steal by the Redskins as the visitors tried to attack quickly with a long Hail Mary pass. Here's Caleb Maurer, elbow in the right, twisting, turning, short, no good. Stick back, banked in. Isaac Ratterman goes to work.
Where in the heck has that come from?
Wow.
What a strong rebound and a great putback.
I tell you what, Logan Eilerman and Isaac Ratterman starting to make a big difference for this team. Game tied at 32. Steal near side of the floor by Ty Ruhenkamp. On the run, down the floor, defensive blocking foul. Ty was undercut. Shot hung on the rim, fell off. He's got two free throws coming. Foul against Tiffin. Jaden Myers picked it up. And at the stripe for two is Ty Ruhenkamp. Chance for the Redskins to break the deadlock.
I'm not sure what he's complaining about. That was an obvious block at time. He was fading backwards on him.
Oh, yeah. It was a semi-undercut, and the defensive player was clearly backpedaling all the way. Free throw by Ty is in. 33-32, Fort Loramie back up one. Redskins have got to find Logan Beeston, the 6'4 junior. Free throw missed. Rebound Isaac Ratterman, though, on the offensive glass. Little strong. And here's Columbian with it. Long heave down the floor into the lane to Burden. Overshoots from six. Might have been fouled. No call. And Columbian gets the long kick out. 33-32 Fort Loramie. Ball on the floor. Aiden Worman, far side of the court, near the stripe, covers it up and gets a 30-second timeout. How about that for scrap? Way to go, Aiden.
Yeah, good defense. And I'll tell you, after turning the ball over once in the first half, they turned it over three times in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Well, it's not even 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
5:45 to go in the third. Redskins now up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, Fort Loramie attacks in the right corner. It is Caleb Maurer. Hits the cutter, barging down the lane. Isaac Ratterman took the bounce pass, and he knocked one in off the window.
And I noticed nobody jumped in front to try to take the charge on Isaac.
I love the way Isaac is using the glass.
Yeah, that was impressive.
He's made two or three shots in this game, kissing him in right off the backboard. Here's a long three-pointer, high left by Columbian. It's gunned up there by Bryce Burns. Much too hard. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Up three. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Deep right corner, Ryan Holscher's got it. He's checked in now. Ryan, a 5'11 junior, hits a cutter down the lane. Then Holscher gets it back and puts it through.
That was Ratterman again.
I'm sorry, Ratterman again. Interception by Fort Loramie. Ty Ruhenkamp steers his way down the floor. Boy, is Columbian turning it over. Caleb Maurer, long 25-footer way short. Might have shot that one a little too hastily.
Yep.
Loramie up five. Columbian driving through the lane. Logan Beeston a runner. No good off the back frame. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Head coach Corey Britton up off the bench says, slow it down. Take some tempo off. Fort Loramie's biggest edge in this game, 5 points, 37-32. 4:08 to go here in the third quarter, and trying to squeeze through the double team as a Redskin who's guilty of a walk.
Yeah, you can't complain about that. He tried to force his way through a double team, and he slid his pivot foot when he went.
You're right. Good judgment call by the official. 4:09 remaining here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 37, Tiffin Columbian 32. Chuck, what have the Redskins done to slow down Columbian after such a red hot start?
Well, I think that defensively they're doing a great job, but Beeson hasn't had a shot since first quarter. He's only maybe shot it once.
Is that Caleb Maurer spying on him? Ball thrown to Columbian into the post, over guarding against Fort Loramie. Once again, so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us for Fort Loramie contests only. There are three who are on board in that fashion. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Well, Tiffin Columbian turns it over yet again, low in the right. Fort Loramie dives on the ball. Columbian dives on the Fort Loramie player. Foul, and the Redskins will bring it down.
Well, they got a shot for Beeston. He just shot a little short.
3.5 to go, third quarter of this game. It's been a game of runs here over the last 6-8 minutes of playing time. Having checked in now for Fort Loramie is Darren Eilerman. Darren had it momentarily.
Kaiser's back in the game, too.
Hit a teammate, Ty Ruhenkamp, down low on the right. His four-footer deflected, blocked out of bounds by Columbian. And we got a timeout by the Tornadoes. No, we've got a foul call by the out official against Fort Loramie.
And again, probably a good call.
Darren Eilerman out, Logan Eilerman in. So it's Kaiser, Logan Eilerman, Ruhenkamp, Werman, and Caleb Maurer. And on the floor now for Columbian, bringing the ball down the floor is Cyrus Burden. He feeds it outside the arc on the left to Jacob Weingart. Ball thrown very poorly to the post, and Fort Loramie's got the easy pick. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 37, Tiffin Columbian 32. Here's Aiden Werman, far side. Out to Ruhenkamp, 25 feet away. It's Ethan Kaiser. High post, Logan Eilerman finds a player back door, caught and laid in. But Ty Ruhenkamp, splendid pass, great set.
Yeah, great pass, great cut.
2:34 to go in the third. Fort Loramie putting on a clinic at the moment, leading the Division II Tiffin Columbian Tornadoes by 7. Here's a turnaround fall away in the lane by Jacob Weingart off the mark, but he's pushed. Two shots for him. Columbian was ranked 13th this week in the second Ohio AP basketball poll for 2022. And Fort Loramie, 8-5 on the year. The Division IV Redskins so far taking Columbian to the task by 7. Now 6 as the free throw is pumped up and made by Weingart.
Well, no offense to the AP voters, but they had Bellbrook's girls in Division I had them rated 5th, and Tri-Village beat them by 30 at the Flying of the Hoop yesterday.
Well, so I'm sure that the AP rankings over the years, Chuck, because of a lack of interest, they've lost their luster.
Yeah, they have.
They just don't mean much.
No.
Weingart sinks both at the stripe, and it's 39-34. Fort Loramie's lead trimmed to 5. It was 39-32 with 2.5 left in the third. Here's Fort Loramie sprinting down the floor, and trailing from behind is Columbian, fouling unnecessarily.
Well, yeah, they had him real close to a 10 call. I'm not sure why he just reached out and hacked him.
Redskins throw in backcourt. Columbian now putting on pressure everywhere. Dribbling is Worden, or I should say Aiden Werman at midcourt. Fires left corner, Holscher. He circles on top to Ruhenkamp, back to Ryan Holscher. 2 minutes even left, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 5, 39-34. Holscher starts a drive, pulls up short corner, baseline, hemmed in, feeds Werman. Werman's in trouble, down on the block, and now sneaks back out high. Pickpocket, good steal. Pilfer by Columbian. Drive down the floor. Uh-oh, intentional foul on Ruhenkamp. A bust out for Tiffin Columbian. And sprinting the other way, the last 30 feet was Bryce Burns. He made a great theft in Fort Loramie's half court.
Yeah.
And then Burns was caught from behind. No play on the ball whatsoever. Burns will get a couple of free ones here and a chance to swing momentum to Tiffin's way. Foul shot by Burns rolls in. 39-35, Fort Loramie's lead 4. Second shot by Burns. Columbian will get the ball out of bounds. And he connects twice. And all of a sudden, the Fort Loramie 7-point lead is 4. Or I should say 3.
That's just not a very smart play that time by Ruhenkamp.
Nope. you let him shoot the layup, or you make sure that you go for the ball. You don't just go up and knock him to the ground.
And now Tiffin Columbian has a chance for a multiple-point possession. That's what they get. Inbounds pass, a beauty. Bryce Rogo, the 6'4 sophomore, caught it low in the left and flipped it in with the left wrist. 39-38. Fort Loramie, 7-point lead down to 1. Minute 28 to go here in the third. Caleb Maurer, high right. Oh, makes a bad angle pass, cross court for Kaiser. Picked off by Columbian, which gets a chippy at the other end. Long throw to Bryce Rogo. Up and good. Columbian fans standing. Columbian up 1. 8 in a row for the Tornadoes. 40-39. Fort Loramie down. Trying to break pressure, Redskins. Kaiser up to Holscher. Holscher stops, high right. 56 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 8 in a row by the visitors. Loramie down a point. Holscher 35 feet away. Sprints top of the circle down the lane. And he's kneed on the play by a Columbian defender. Common foul, ball out of bounds.
Nobody really in foul trouble, at least looking up there who's in the game right now. 2's the most anybody has for either team.
5 team fouls each way. 5 on Fort Loramie, 5 on Tiffin Columbian. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Caleb Maurer out near midcourt, trying to spin around the defender Weingard, who hooked him. Rather obvious foul. 43.7 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie is now in the 1-1, trailing by a point, 40-39. It's been a very uneven game of swings back and forth.
Absolutely. And Weingart, very lucky he didn't get a technical. You don't usually get to show up the official when you jump up and down like that in front of him after he makes a call on you.
He could have been tagged with one, that's for sure. Holscher at midcourt for Fort Loramie. He's boxed in. Gets it out of trouble to Caleb Maurer. He pulls up at the foul stripe. Short on the 15-footer. Rebound jerked down by Bryce Rogo. Backcourt to Braden Rogo. Up and over the timeline with 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Holding it out 25 feet away is Burns with the ball for Columbian. He looks at the clock. 6 seconds left. Now to Logan Beeston. Beeston's 35 feet out, well guarded. Good post pass down inside to Braden Rogo. He missed the chippy at the buzzer. Third quarter's in the books. Good comeback by Columbian after Fort Loramie made a nice rally. 40-39, Columbian over Fort Loramie. 1-point lead for the Tornadoes. We start the fourth in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
We start the fourth quarter of game number 4 here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Redskins down a point, 40-39. Opening seconds, fourth period of this contest. Redskins with a motion offense in play at the moment. Top of the circle, Caleb Maurer. Goes down to Frilling deep in the left corner.
My mistake, that's not Frilling, it's Ty Ruhenkamp. My eyes are that bad. Ball thrown near side to Ryan Holscher, fakes right, goes left. Tell you what, these two clubs have really gone at it defensively. There have been momentum shifts as a result of defensive intensity in this game. And right now, Columbian is really dishing it out. Fort Loramie having all kinds of problems. Here's a loose ball at midcourt. Columbian with a two-on-one layup. Good by Burns. 42-39. Fort Loramie down three. Quickly forecourt. Holscher pulls up. 10-footer. Hangs on the rim. Comes off. Rebound tipped in the air. Out of bounds. Off Columbian last, say the officials.
If they went to the monitor, I think it would be reversed.
Yep, and it wouldn't have to be a very big monitor.
They could do it on the guy's phone in front of him.
6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tiffin Columbian, 42. Fort Loramie, 39. Boy, oh boy, has Columbian ever picked up the pressure defensively. And it's taken the Redskins out of its offense. The last 2-3 minutes, Fort Loramie can't get a good look at the rim. Much of the passing out on the perimeter. Here's Caleb Maurer forcing his way into the lane. Way short. Rebound Columbian. Cherry pick again. Chip at the other end. And Bryce Burns missed the chippy, but there's a foul against Fort Loramie. Tiffin Columbian has really put the squeeze with its defense on the Redskins, who get a timeout down three. Fort Loramie led at one point by 7, 39-32 with 2.5 to go in the third. And since then, a 10-0 run last 4.5 minutes by the Tornadoes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, Tiffin Columbian on a roll, having shut out Fort Loramie now for better than 4.5 minutes in this game, overlapping the third and fourth quarters, 42-39, Columbian over Fort Loramie. The visitors, a Division II club ranked 13th in the state, trying to finish off Fort Loramie here in the fourth quarter. Redskins have played extremely well. Here's a baseline fall-away shot way short as Braden Rogo didn't come close. Fort Loramie gets it, and the Redskins have got one, two players heading the other way. Ball laid in over the rim by Caleb Maurer.
He looked like he was going to try to dunk it, started to lose it. I'm glad he just went ahead and laid it up.
Exactly.
Because they needed the points.
Maurer with the sure two after Columbian got caught napping. Redskins leaked out a couple at the other end. Cut it to one, 42-41. 5:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. 35 feet away on the left, it's Logan Beeston. He's been silent the last quarter and a half or so. He flips it far corner of the floor to teammate Bryce Burns. Swisharoo on the three ball. Yeah. Set up by Beeston, who attracted two defenders.
Well, they went ahead and hedged, but they didn't go back and find the guy in the corner.
Right. 45-41, Columbian by four. Fort Loramie having difficulty in backcourt. Ball thrown ahead to Ty Ruhenkamp. Now to Isaac Ratterman. They set it up. Here's Worman available for three. No, off the back flange. Great rebound on the play by Burns of Columbian. Up the floor to Beeston. Beeston drives. He's free down the lane. Layup. Got it. Beeston found an avenue. Streaked to the rim. And Fort Loramie is down six. Fort Loramie beats Columbian pressure. Ruhenkamp to Ratterman for two. 47-43.
And here is Columbian quickly into the forecourt. It is wild and woolly right now. Not much half-court defense being played. 4:05 left here in the fourth quarter. And Tiffin Columbian will go to the stripe with a 1-1 foul called against the Redskins. Fort Loramie now has on the floor Lane Frilling, 6'3 senior. He's lined up, foul line low left. 1-1 by Columbian, way short. Misfire by Jaden Myers, and the Redskins have got it. There's trouble in the backcourt, and Ruhlenkamp coughed it up. Reach-in foul against Fort Loramie as Columbian came away with the steal. 3:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Columbian 47, Fort Loramie 43. Another 1-1 situation for the Tornadoes. Bryce Burns, 6'3 senior, is at the stripe. Foul shot by Burns, dead center. He's got it.
He's 4-5 now from the line.
And the lead has swollen to 5 for Columbian. Second shot, Burns dips the knees on the way, way short. Good rebound in the paint area by Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Here's that backcourt pressure by the Tornadoes. It's giving Fort Loramie fits. Intercepted pass at the timeline. Quickly down the floor comes Columbian to Burns, left wing. Flips it back out high to Cyrus Burden. Boy, the pressure, three-quarter, four-court defense by the Tornadoes has swung this game. Over guarding foul between the rings against Ty Ruhlenkamp, 48-43. The lead is 5 for Tiffin Columbian. What a swing in this game. 16-4 scoring shift. Fort Loramie led 39-32 fairly late in the third quarter. And in the last 5.5 to 6 minutes, what a surge by the visitors who make the free throw. And a timeout is called by Fort Loramie. 49-43, edge Columbian. 3.5 to go in the fourth. Chuck, we'll keep it right here and tell you all about Riemann Drywall in Anna, which will give your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. Offering drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard, installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, call on Riemann Drywall, R-E-A-M-A-N, just a call away, 937-538-0513. 538-0513, drywall done right the Riemann way. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home test for the coronavirus is available, too. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Second free throw is popped home by the Tornadoes, who lead it by 7, and Fort Loramie is in hot water now. 3:16 to go, fourth period. Here's Ethan Kaiser on the bounce, head of the key. Gives it up on a weave to Caleb Bauer. Boy, has Columbian ever turned up the heat on defense. Here's Caleb Bauer into the lane. Turns, fades away. A little bit short, no good. Rebound poked up in the air, out of bounds off Columbian. That's a patented Caleb Maurer move. He has been defensed tightly most of the night by Columbian, and they've made shots for Caleb pretty difficult. Here's a long home run ball thrown down the floor by the Tornadoes, deflected out of bounds by Ty Ruhlenkamp. 3:04 to go in the fourth. 50-43, Columbian by 7. The visiting club has turned around a 7-point deficit fairly late in the third quarter to lead by 7, under 3 to go. Here's Logan Beeston 30 feet away. Swings it on top. to Cyrus Burden. Burden gives it up, gets it back, cuts toward the basket, bounce pass toward him, and a foul called. It was Jaden Myers who wound up getting the feed. He's bumped and he'll shoot the double bonus.
Boy, Loramie's ball handling guard play tonight, once they put that pressure on, has been awful.
No, it's been suffocating defense from Tiffin Columbia, and boy, they turned it up. And wow, the heat got warmer and warmer, a few degrees every minute. And the turnovers for Fort Loramie mounted. Excuse me. First free throw good. Second shot no good. Fort Loramie down 8. Long pass up the floor to Ty Ruhenkamp. Oh, what a block. Oh, what a block by Myers. Long heave down the floor to Beeston. Beeston shakes free behind the back to a teammate. Layup. Got it.
Wow. Wow.
Concurrent simultaneous wows. What a play behind the back. Beeston to Myers on the finish. And the lead has expanded to 10, 53-43. Just an amazing turnaround in this game.
They just caught a technical foul on Jaden Myers.
What, a little too ostentatious after the play?
I'm not sure what he did.
Showboating a little too much, showing up Fort Loramie. Not sure why it was called. 53-43, Fort Loramie with a couple techs. Caleb Maurer made one, missed one. Is 53-44 in favor of Columbian in the last 7.5 minutes of this game. A 21-5 surge in favor of Tiffin Columbian to just about put this game away. Fort Loramie needs a couple of three balls here quickly. Here's Ty Ruhenkamp, 30 feet out on the right. Caleb Maurer pops free. Now he's doubled. Throws it down inside to Logan Eilerman. Hacking foul will send Logan to the stripe with the 1-1. Don't think he was shooting. Nope. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who visit us from towns all around, we are Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We got a full menu for you. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Logan Eilerman drops in both free throws, and the lead for Columbian is decreased from 9-7 with 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Columbian in backcourt. Ball fed ahead up the near side to Cyrus Burden. Burden gives it off to Bryce Burns. He throws it long cross-court to Beeston. Foul stripe, Jaden Myers. Back out to Beeston center line. Fort Loramie's got to collapse on people and foul. Baseline left, it's Burns. Now Beeston at the Fort Loramie logo at center circle. Aiden Worman leans in on him. No foul yet. Ball thrown down the right side, then back to Beeston. Minute 40 to go. Ball fired low in the left for Burns, through his hands, and it's errant, and Fort Loramie's got it. Down 7, 90 seconds to go. Long 3, Ruhenkamp straight away, looks good, is good. There's one of those threes. Timeout Redskins, who've cut it to 4, 53-49, a minute 28 left in this game. As we were saying, Myers Tavern, you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $14.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Call Myers for your carryout, 937-693-8271. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and so many thanks to Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. That three ball right there by the Redskins, Chuck, was sorely needed. It was huge. Now what they got to do, they got to make sure that they don't foul Beeston. Anybody, I'm not saying the rest of them can't make it, but you don't put Beeston on the line.
Right.
Here's Tiffin Columbian going long. It's a fly pattern down the floor, thrown 70 feet in the lane, caught and scored. Bryce Burns got it.
That's three times they've back screened and thrown a long pass, once for an intentional foul, once for a layup.
That was a 70-yard strike through the air over the top of Fort Loramie's pressure defense down at the other end. Here's Caleb Bauer. Jacks up a long three. Oh, it rimmed. Lipped the iron, came out. Would have cut it down to three. A minute to go. The lead six for Columbian. Beeston motors up the floor. Circles the wagons out high. Here comes the double team. He drives down into the corner. Still in the bounce. Beeston long looping pass cross court. Foul called against Fort Loramie's Ratterman as he raked the arm of Bryce Burns. With 46.2 to go, Fort Loramie behind by 6, 55-49.
Tell you what, Beeston not only a good shooter, but he handles the basketball, passes the ball great.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine him as a senior next year?
Oh, boy. He's a beast right now.
He'll be a ton beast right now.
Logan Beeston, heck of a player for Tiffin Columbian, averaging 20.5 coming in. How many points for him on the night, Chuck?
Well, they've held him to 15. He had 11 in the first quarter.
Really a very good defensive job by Fort Loramie on Beeston after the first 8 minutes. Both free throws are good by Columbian, which leads by 8, 37 seconds to go. Shot fake by Worden. Aiden Worman, long, high-arching three ball, deflected. Fort Loramie gets it back. Worman to Caleb Maurer, and he pours in a triple. Nice pass by Aiden Worman as he found Caleb Maurer available. That shot cuts it back down to 5, 57-52. Scoreboard slow in registering the points. 26.2 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yingst to see him at this new Greenville location. Give Darren a buzz, 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984. Your local Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center in Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, new location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, big savings on DeWalt Power Tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Tiffin Columbian inbounds and backcourt. Immediate foul by Logan Eilerman of Fort Loramie. 25.4 to go. Redskins down 5, 57-52 after leading 39-32 with about 2.5 to go in the third period. Remarkable turnaround in this game. We've seen a number of swings in the games we've covered. Rushi New Bremen last night. This morning at 11:30 at Flying to the Hoop, Tri-Village and Botkins. Earlier tonight, Anna and Springfield Catholic. Anna with a great challenge against the Irish late. Yeah. Springfield Catholic held on to win it. And right now a 5-point lead for Tiffin Columbian over Fort Loramie. Free throw in and out, no good. Second shot, it lipped the rim. Missed twice by Jaden Myers. Here's Fort Loramie, long throw down the floor to Logan Eilerman. Line drive three, skims off the rim with 17 seconds to go. Rebound taken down by Columbian. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Ruenkamp lays it through. 3-point game, 9 ticks in the clock. And we've got a foul at the end of the floor against Fort Loramie. And the officials will huddle as a Redskin may have actually fouled a player for Tiffin Columbian who was standing out of bounds trying to throw the ball in. What's the result of that,
Chuck? It's a technical foul.
Okay, I think that's what, yep, and that's exactly what's happening. It's got to be the person that was fouled. They can't send. They can't send who they want up there.
Right.
How do you do that?
So you're saying the player who is actually fouled has got to shoot the shots. But it's Beeston who toes the stripe, and he swishes to make it 58-54, Columbian, with 7.9 to go. I saw the foul occur. It clearly happened out of bounds.
Yeah, he took two hands and shoved him. You're not going to get away with that.
Nope, not in front of the official. Both free throws by Beeston good. The end result is ball out of bounds to Columbian, up five with five to go, four to go. That's going to do it. Heck of a game, though. Fort Loramie Division IV took Tiffin Columbian, ranked 13th in the state in Division II, right to the wire before the Redskins succumbed by 5 points, 59-54. We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. A two-minute radio station break is next. Heck of a day today. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing. He is going to be pinch hitting for me. I may be pinch hitting for him as we send back and forth this
I'm the designated hitter.
You're the designated hitter. And as Brian and I pinch hit for each other, we've all got the bug. It's called the upper respiratory throat, nasal throat crud that's going around, and we are trying to fight it off as well as we can. Don't forget Tuesday night, Botkin's Rushi, tip-off 7:30, airtime 7 o'clock, Botkin's Rushi at the Rushi Gym on Tuesday night. Boys, Shelby County League action. We're right back here on Thursday. On our schedule is the Botkin's Fort Loramie girls game on Thursday evening right here at the Fort Loramie Gym. Airtime 7:30 for the tip on Thursday night. Very good event. Well conducted. Tell you what, the hospitality suite had one heck of a layout of food. There was a cream pie, macaroni and cheese, two or three meats available for hot sandwiches, plenty of pizza.
And I had a bag of M&M peanuts for a dollar because I didn't have time to go.
And you had a bologna sandwich at home.
I had a peanut butter and honey sandwich at home.
That sounds better than bologna.
I'm hungry.
Oh, boy. We got to take our two-minute break, don't we?
I do if you do.
Yeah, we got to take our two-minute radio station break upcoming. Final difference in this game, 5 points, 59-54, as Tiffin Columbian downs Fort Loramie to climax the first-ever MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie High School. Two-minute break, scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We welcome you back here to Fort Loramie, where Tiffin Columbian has defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins by a score of 59-54. Very good game. And Fort Loramie seemed to have it somewhat under control fairly late in the third quarter with about 2.5 minutes to go, leading by 7. And then, wow, did the visiting Division II club ever turn up the pressure, Chuck? Oh, the heat was on. And Fort Loramie down the stretch did not handle it real well. And Tiffin Columbian got steals and some easy run-out baskets to turn a 7-point deficit into a 5-point win.
Well, Loramie went to their full-court press, and three times in a row they set a back screen and threw a long pass. How do you do that?
Yep.
You don't put anybody on the ball when you're pressuring for a steal. You have somebody back, and you got everybody else guarding at that end. I'm not sure what the thought process was there.
A check on scoring highlights and our Clancy Stars of this game.
Well, if we go to the visitors tonight, Tiffin Columbian, they were led by Bryce Burns with 18, Logan Beeston with 17, and Jaden Myers, he is a beast in himself.
Right.
He scored 10. My Clancy's player of the game for Tiffin's going to be Logan Beeston, because not only did he score 17, he probably had 10 assists. You go to the other side, they had four kids in double figures. Caleb Maurer was 16, Ty Ruhenkamp was 16, Logan Eilerman with 10, and Isaac Ratterman with 10. And I'm going to go with Isaac Ratterman and Logan Eilerman as my players of the game. Each one scoring in double figures.
And I may be wrong, Chuck, but I'm going to guess that's the first time this year the Redskins have had four in double figures. Maybe wrong, but tell you what, Fort Loramie's offense starting to click. More balance, well-rounded scoring from all corners of the floor. Promising this is the time you want to turn it on offensively. Unfortunately, Division II Tiffin Columbian, much too tough. Beeston, as you noted, all-around performer. Boy, you can find the open player. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 KNOXCNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, again, so many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Good eating. It's outstanding. Brookins just can't be beat. Brookins on Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Terrific food. An anchor underwriting sponsor, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Couldn't have gotten started without LaCalle. And our halftime sponsor, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. Dozen-year sponsors, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Secure Com in Minster, the pros in protection. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And don't forget our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, and our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Our next broadcast Tuesday night from the Rushi Gym, the Raiders host Bodkins in an important Shelby County Athletic League boys contest on the air at about 7 on Tuesday evening. For our radio station audience, for our online audience, for Bryant Billing, who's still alongside, Bryant, thanks so much. Doing overtime this weekend, covering three games and three overtimes at the same time. Thanks so much. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. For JC, our radio station board operator, Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie at the Redskins' first MLK Classic, where Tiffin Columbian has downed the Redskins by 5 points.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.